Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to take you to the field of battle. But it's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the answer that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered. The defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, respect for my team. I have trained my mind, and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will ride violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body and my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let one of my enemies be kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
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 Chone, what's going on, Meatball?
Man, what's going on, June?
Man, I can't Tony. Call it, man.
Shout out to our motherfucking sponsor, Big Fred, man, and our sponsors, excuse me, Motor City Mafia, my man Lil Tone, BMF, Chris Two, Cold Killer, who else I left out?
Hey, watch how you say that last name you just said, boy. You know, put a little bit more bass in your voice when you say that last name, boy. Tone, what's going on, man? Oh, I think we might have lost Tone. Oh, there you go, man.
No, I'm here.
Man, I'm searching for you. What's going on, brother? What's happening?
Nothing. Still knocking this road down.
God damn. Before we get started, man, you know, I've been hearing, you know, some shit. Hold on, first of all, we are live and un-motherfucking cut. That's number one.
That's right.
And
That's right.
I've been hearing some bullshit that, you know, motherfuckers don't like what we say or some of the topics we talk about. For me, and I heard this from the people up at Motor City Mafia, man, it don't cost you a motherfucking dime to hang the phone up. Bitch, we don't give a fuck. If you like what we say, if you don't like what we say, push the one button, bitch, and voice your opinion. If not, fuck you.
I mean,
okay.
I mean, I mean, that I know of, this ain't China, this ain't Russia, this ain't Cuba. This is the United States of America. This the home of the brave, the land of the free. You can say whatever you want. If you like what a person's saying, I mean, cool. Hit the one button and say you like it. If you don't like what a person's saying, I mean, you have every right to hit that one button and voice your opinion. But don't hide in the closet. Come on out the closet. Again, if you feel offended by what any one of us at any given time may say, I mean, voice your opinion. Let it be known. You know?
Well,
I mean, I don't mean to. I don't mean to offend nobody. When I do, I usually do it knowing that there might be repercussions. You can kiss my ass if you don't like it. That's all I can say.
Amen.
Would that be
amen,
yes, sir?
Huh? I said amen.
Red, what's up, Red? Hold on, Tone. Meatball, before we get started, you know Red has a slight issue, which I'm going to ask the question, which I've been asking every week, and I will continue to ask every week. Reg, first of all, you have a good weekend, man.
Man, I had a great weekend.
That's a great weekend, man.
I spent time with the family and went to church today and prayed on some people, prayed over some people, asked for some forgiveness, but I still want my money, Chris Jarman.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
Paying me my money. But he was at the track today with a race car. You know, I told that race car driver that I'm gonna leave his name off, but that everybody know who it is. You know, I ain't got no issue with that driver and his grandfather. But I got an issue with.
Okay.
You know, the only issue I got is that, you know, why deal with a clown that's been screwed so many people over, you know? He shouldn't even have the right to tune your car, you know? Coward.
I mean,
and that coward
until
name
he
may
doesn't...
be...
Pardon me?
Oh, shit.
And that coward...
What you say?
That coward's name is... And what's that coward's name?
The coward is Chris Jarman. The coward is Chris Jarman and Eliminator Custer. Customs. I ain't got a problem with it, you know.
We got to keep reminding the people week after week who this guy is and what shock he represents.
Oh, Meatball, yes, we are. And I politely ask for my money every week on Facebook, and I'm going to continue to. Man, this dude is a joke. It's a coward. I swear. I just had to let some things. I just got to let the court systems take their toll. But I'm just gonna, you know, once he serves papers, I'm gonna have to stop. But until I serve him his papers, which is real soon, so motherfucker, the papers coming. And once I get that served, we'll move forward on that. But I'm gonna ask every week, and I'm gonna put him on blast and his shop on blast this week until. Yeah, I'm going to put his shop blast until I get my money, you know, every week. I'm just going to let people know that, hey, this dude is a bad businessman, and he doesn't take care of his business. There's a bunch of guys that he screwed over, and, you know, I wish they would, you know, voice their opinion. They are voicing their opinions on Yellow Bullet and Motown Muscle, and on Facebook. But, you know, this clown showed up at the track with this, you know, other race car today to tune it. And, you know, it's just like a slap in my face that, you know, this clown going to come out here and just do some shit like that, man.
I mean, right now.
I just got a problem. Like, I thought, you know, my thing was, we say this racing community is tight, you know, and we're supposed to stand by each other, but, you know, we still giving this clown business when he, you know, he can screw so many people over.
Well, you know what? I'm not saying about anybody, but sometimes the mentality is, it's like, I'm going to push it to a different topic real quick. It's like a motherfucker that tells, oh, well, he didn't tell on me. Well, most people look at it as, well, he didn't fuck me over, so it don't affect me.
Exactly.
But guess what?
Coward ass.
Sooner or later, it will. Sooner or later, it will.
You know what?
I have much respect
for the other driver and his grandfather.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But it just burns me up when we continue to fuck with a guy, and you say the exact thing. Well, that man, I have nothing to do with what that man did to you, but indirectly, we still part of the racing community.
Well, I mean, no doubt. Now, I'm gonna ask you this: do you support a child molester? Well, he didn't molest my child, so you know he's cool with me. Come on, man. That goes across your morals and your standings go across the board, regardless of who he is or what he did. You know. I mean, if that's how you stand, but, you know, each man is his own man. So, anyways,
right.
Again, Red.
$7,000 is seven
out,
motherfucking,
hey,
$7,000 is $7,000. It will please hit the one button if you think it ain't a big deal.
That's right. I mean, again,
please
before we close
hit the
out
one button.
Tonight,
please,
Red,
hit the one button. Please hit the one button if you don't think it's a motherfucking problem. If you wouldn't be mad either.
I mean, it's easy, you know. If it ain't a problem, shit, pay the debt for the man, and then you could collect that shit later on. I mean, you would accept it from somebody else, wouldn't you, Reg?
No, man.
Huh?
I'm angry. People telling me to let the courts handle it, which
I am,
but you still gonna be angry, dog. $7,000 is $7,000.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
People that can't piss away $7,000. I don't know no man gonna piss away $7,000.
That's why I'm saying, you know, if somebody feels that man ain't wrong, I mean, cover his debt then. You know?
Man, anybody wanted right anybody on. if Chris Jarman from Eliminator Customs, I'm the guinea pig for this clown. So he's been proven that he's not trustworthy and he's not a good businessman and he's out to screw people over. I got screwed over. Shame on me, you know. But I'm just gonna put it out there for the next man. Eliminator Customs.
That's right.
Don't do business with him, man. Don't even do business with him, man. Coward, clown, punk ass bitch, for real.
Hey, Toad, what's happening?
There ain't nothing going on. Reg, what's happening, baby?
Man, you know, man, I'm about to take a motherfucker to the top of the interstate building and just suplex that motherfucker
to the top. No, that ain't happening. Shit. That ain't happening.
Yeah. No. I like to you know, I am underground and told that we don't support it on this show, but I'd like to give a shout out to my man over there that's still putting that work in. My man out there with the cutlass on those 24s. My man Red out there. Side most wanted. He out there putting that work in as we speak at an underground location right now as we speak. My man Red out there, give him boy hell.
There you go.
Hey, Bo, what about, you was talking about that, what do you call it, celebration party, the homecoming party. What kind of party?
Oh,
you can text me about.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be for one of our fellow grudge racers out here. Last week he facing some problems with the law.
You know what I mean? But that man is a free man now, and we will be having a how can I say this? Welcome home, stay home party in the future. He know who he is, my man. We having a how can we describe this party, man?
It'll be the glove don't fit party. How's that?
He was facing charges, but the charges was he's a free man now. So how do we do that? What kind of party we call it?
It's called dismissed.
Okay.
That's what that's called. It's called a dismissal party. It's called a dismissal party. Or an acquittal party.
We're
going to
have a dismissal party for my man. He know who he is.
Yeah.
Man, invite all his homeboys there, man. To all them guys, man. All them guys need to come here and support that man. You know what I mean? I'd be there supporting him. Tone will be there supporting him. We'll try to give it out. Have some hook up with Big Fred and have a dismissal party for my main man.
That's what's up. That's what's going on. So, Tom.
Can somebody get Titan on the phone? I forgot to put
Tom, come on in. Yeah, we waiting on Titan to get on here. Tom, how did it go this weekend?
Sir. Man, it went great, man. It went great. We had beautiful weather, nice friendly atmosphere, and once again, the Motor City Mafia, it was manned down, went down there. We came, we saw, and we conquered.
That's what's up. So that means y'all got lucky again? Is that what you
I mean, that's what they call it.
No, Motor City Mafia is rich, bitch.
No, Motor City Mafia is composed of leprechauns. They the luckiest motherfuckers on earth. If you listen to anybody else say it now.
You say, I heard they need to pay Cold Killer Green, man. They said that motherfucker is a lucky motherfucker.
He gonna go from the Cold Killer to the leprechaun. They gonna call it the leprechaun. Motherfuckers, please.
Hey, well, hold on. News flash. Since we're on the subject of the Motor City Mafia, we got two new members of the Motor City Mafia that came down there to put in work. Unfortunately, they had some technical difficulties, but, you know, that's drag racing. We got Motor City Jimbo and Mark Crank was down there representing the Motor City Mafia to the
Wait a minute, how y'all gonna have Jimbo a part of Never Scared? You mean tell him he done jumped from Never Scared? Jimbo, first of all, you ain't gonna just walk in through the motherfucking door and go straight to the refrigerator, motherfucker. I mean, you ain't seat me, I'm fat in the motherfucker, I'm going straight to the refrigerator.
I understand that, but at least when you walk through the living room, say what's up or something. God damn.
I think my damn neighbor
got a damn board over here. That man clicked himself in.
I'm just
trying to get something clear. Tony say that man a member of the Motor City Mafia now?
Listen, Kimo, to what he said. Mark Crank, again, welcome to the Mafia. Mark Crank and Motor City Jimbo are officially members of the Motor City Mafia. Now, for those that know or don't know, Jimbo is a he's small, but he a cold killer now. He an assassin now. So, I mean, y'all got issues now.
Man, y'all better get never scared on here to clarify that. Tony, before you sign a member, did you get a clearance from Never Scared?
Hey, man, that man said Never Scared is a joke. He hate he ever got wrapped up with them clowns. He said he's a killer and he want to run with killers. So we told him that's the qualification. Come on, get out.
Uh-oh.
Hey, man, I don't know. Can you get in touch with Lil Fred or something, man?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Kimo. Anybody can call in. Anybody can get the one, bro. Me, I don't know nothing about Never Scared because I'm always scared.
They say you don't look down at the board, Junior.
Well, guess what? Again, opinions, certain opinions are like assholes. Unless they standing behind me watching me, which I don't think they are, how the hell you know whether I'm looking at the board or not? I mean, unless whoever gave me, is they a motherfucking psychic or something?
I don't know, Junior. I don't know, but true, that's some very interesting news that we.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So,
yes, it is.
I mean, let the war begin. If there's any type of beef there, I mean, shit, let's go at it.
Hey,
the Tom. Meatball, what is this? Live, uncut, and uncensored. Shit.
Gazillionaire, is that you?
Of course, sir.
Did you thank Mike Hill and Dog and all them for having a great show down there? You know, you talked about y'all victory. You gotta tip your hat to Mike Hill and Dog and them down there now.
Well, I mean, can I pat myself on the back first? we gonna get to all that. Can we finish celebrating first though?
I thought Gazillionaire was coming on to cross over too.
He has. He don't want to admit it yet, but he's starting to hang out with it.
Here they go.
Hey, you know what, Kimo? It's been said that ass whoopings make good friends. Hey, Gazillionaire.
What's up, Tony?
Are you my buddy?
Hey, man, you know, we cool. You know what I'm saying? Racing is fun.
Hey, now, if I'd asked him that 30 days ago, he'd have said, fuck no, I don't fuck with you like that. Look at him now. I told y'all, ass whoopings make good friends.
Oh, hell no. But you know, goddamn it, when y'all grab hold of the 901 boys again, you know where I'm rolling with now. Right now, y'all on the rail.
Wait a minute. Ain't Kazillionaire the one that Pike Man had on camera, had him all dismodulated?
Hey, Kimo, again, you ain't going to start talking about my homeboys. Danny, what's up, man?
I'm just trying to get clarification. Who is who? That's all I'm asking.
Just came back from an excellent ass show, man. You know, had a good time.
Well, come on, hey, you know what, man? I know these guys will be on later on. We'll let them run it the way they do. But between you and Tony, give us a rundown the way it went, man. Again, Tony. Being that Mr. Gazillionaire, didn't like the way you started off. Can we start this from the beginning, please? We don't mean to offend nobody now.
Like we say, the great white has solidified his spot in history as being the baddest stock suspension 10-inch tire car in the world. He went a whole season undefeated and didn't decline nobody a race. He didn't pick and choose. He was picked on, and every race, the man reigned victorious. We want to thank Realtree for, you know, giving us a shot at his belt. And Mike Hill for letting us do it at his show. Mike gave a damn good race, and Dog was his commentator. You know, we had a ball, a lot of Southern hospitality, good food, and, you know, good track surface. Everything was good. And I even want to say Mississippi Joe had his race going on. I heard they had a real good turnout.
Hey, man,
Whoever choking there, can you please mute your mic while you're choking?
Hey, Tony,
I know you were rudely interrupted. Please continue.
like I was saying, and my man Mississippi Joe had his phone on.
I think it's a billionaire choking, man.
Well, if he choking, as soon as Tom's done saying what he got to say, he can jump out and say whatever he feels he needs to say.
Hold on, man. I think the Kazillion there is choking, man. Can somebody help him out?
Sir, do you need some water or something, sir? Are you okay now?
No, I just
man,
need some water to clear my throat up. I'm sorry.
What was that?
I'm sorry.
Man, y'all wrong as hell, man.
No, go ahead, well, Tom. I'm sorry, Tom. I caught a little cold down there. I'm sorry.
The thing that it was 80 degrees down there. How the fuck you catch a cold, man?
Man, the room was 45 degrees, man.
Hey, man, you want me to tell you something, man? Y'all motherfuckers are no fucking good. Can we please keep
hold on, we ain't live in our cut. It's a
that's my homeboy. That's my homeboy. The last thing I want him to do is choke him, fall over or something like that. So,
okay.
So, can you continue? Gotta drink you some water or something. You be all right.
Junior, where my man Tyke? I'm gonna let Tyke go and tell us about this race. Tyke, you know, he's a little better versed than I am at commentating.
Well,
so we're gonna let Tyke
make
it.
Hold on. I just got a text. Not to be funny. I got a fan base too. Everybody else got a fan base. They want to know, I was on Bia's show. They asked, did nobody hit the one button? But I want to know on Lil Tony's show, could anybody hit the one button? Ask that Hammer and the Baby Promar race down there in Louisiana.
Who?
They said it was only 60 people at the track.
No, they said that it's on the buys with the Hammer and then that Baby Promar race at the Louisiana show. I just got a text now.
I don't know that, sir, but if anybody does know, you can hit the one button and come on in.
Because my fan base want to know.
I was in South Carolina with you, Danny, so I briefly talked to Joe earlier today, and I'm not sure what all races actually took place over there. But we can definitely get Joe on the phone, and he'll fill you and your fan base in.
Somebody get him on the phone, because I heard some disturbing news about the race.
Well, I mean, all he got to do is call in and hit the one button. That's the way that works. This real easy now.
Sonny, you do know I have received several phone calls saying it was a little bit of false advertisement over there, too.
Hold on a second.
I was waiting to get in touch with everybody. That's why I want to get Joe on the phone. Cause
what you know is what you can prove.
Okay, well, I want to know. I received several calls this day saying something about that,
Well, that's something that, as Tone said, if Joe comes on, he can clarify any and all issues or anyone else that was down there at that race. But, it's hard, Kimo, to base off of what somebody else says now.
That's why I'm telling y'all I need clarification because these people are calling me and I don't know. What the tell?
Okay, this gonna be clarification Sunday then. Tone, I got a question. So the race between Lethal Weapon and Cold Killer, that was for Lethal Weapon's belt?
It was, Joan. It was. Lethal Weapon put the belt
on. Okay. So that means now anybody anybody has 30 days, or how does that deal work?
Well,
that, you know, if anybody challenge Killer for that belt, he got 30 days to race. Or he has to release the belt. However, speaking of the belt.
Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
Killer said. He said if anybody want him, he's going to be in Florida. That's what he told me personally.
That's right. Hold on, but let me say this. Killer has already relinquished the belt. Killer does not have the belt anymore.
No, he don't. I seen what he did with it.
Hold on. He doesn't have the belt.
Does not have the 20, what is it, 28? 10-5 belt.
No, the nitrous.
When Killer won the belt.
The 29. Okay.
When Killer won the belt, it's a gentleman that comes to all the races. His name is Larry. He brings his grandson. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I hope I get this right, his name is Tyler. Killer won the belt, held the belt up, took a couple pictures with it, and turned around and gave it to Tyler. And told him he the champ and gave the little boy the belt. Killer does not
have the
29-10-5 belt. Tyler holds the 29-10-5 belt, and Killer said he ain't never giving it up.
That's what's up.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah.
Did y'all get Joe on the phone? Because I'll let them ask.
Hey, Tone, let me check this line real quick. 312-0684, your mic is open.
What's going on, Tone? What's going on, Tony? P-Mo, how everybody doing? It's Larry, man.
Larry, what's up, man?
Hey, man, what's going on? How y'all doing?
We good, man. Another Sunday.
Yeah, I know little Tony was good because I talked to him yesterday, and when I talked to him yesterday, he had a Kool-Aid smile on his face. I couldn't see it, but I could feel it. What's going down, little Tony?
He wasn't running around like the Kool-Aid man was.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, he had every reason, you know.
They went down there to do battle
and came out with the W. So.
Yeah. And I told the guys last night on the other show. I told the guys last night, man, they need a most fierce belt.
Hold on, I made a mistake. I said the young man's name was Tyler. I just got a text. His name is Larson. I apologize. The young man who has the 29-10-5 belt name is Larson.
Larson. Okay.
Uncle Larry, where you was at yesterday? Larson, go get champ for life. Where you was at yesterday,
Uncle Larry?
Greenville, Mississippi. I left out of Chicago Wednesday, headed down to New Orleans.
What stopped you, Uncle Larry? Why you didn't go to New Orleans?
I fooled around and I had a little complication on my end down here, so I'm still in Greenville, but I'll be trying to return home sometime tomorrow evening or Tuesday.
So you went fishing?
You went fishing?
Because I heard two or three questions. What was that they said now?
Did you go fishing when you hit Mississippi?
Yes, I did. I went yesterday.
You could have went to Louisiana and got you some of them crawfish then.
I don't like crawfish.
No, he was saying you could have went to Louisiana because there wasn't too much of a fishing going on over there. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Kimo, you no good, right?
No. I didn't mean that. I'm just saying. Kazillionaire, you caught the flu down there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Kimo, he got one of them, he got one of 30-minute flus, you know that?
Yeah, did y'all find Joe yet?
No, I will let you know. Hey, Danny, so how did the racing go down there? Give us some updates on the racing, man.
Man, goddamn it, Team SVO, I don't know if they had a horseshoe or what, but goddamn it, Team SVO was in the 29, and they took out every goddamn car they ran against. They beat, goddamn it, Big Low. Hold on, they beat Big Low the first,
right.
The first round. Second round, they had some guy with a turbo Mustang. They beat him. Oh, hold on. Let me start it off. They put me and the 901 bad boys in when you come in the emergency room, they send you the urgent care. They sent us straight to urgent care before the shootout even started.
Oh, they put you in the trauma center.
No. They sent us in the urgent care. They put us in urgent care.
Oh, okay.
Then after that, they put everybody else in the trauma unit. Big Low, the boy with the, I don't know the guy name, he got a red Mustang turbo. He put him in the trauma unit. They put Stevie Fastnum with the Eliminator in the trauma unit. And I think they put Baby Hitler in the trauma unit too.
God damn.
So you saying they had a horseshoe? No. They was on their game is what they were.
Yeah, they put everybody that ran against them, they put them in the trauma unit.
Trick bag.
And then they said the white boys beat Lethal Weapon in the finals of the 28 shootout.
Team SVO won that.
No, they put them in the 29 because they was a boosted car. They pushed them up. They pushed them up to the big boys.
Team SVO showed up on 28s, and how they were a boosted car. They put them in the 29 class.
They got a stock block on 28s. They had no W's on. They had true 28s on, and they put them up there with the super big boys.
And got their groove on.
They came home with a check.
That's what's up then. Big shout out to Team SVO. That's a big win because by the names you're saying, they didn't have no punks in the other lanes. So.
Oh, they didn't.
Hey, Junior. Yes, sir.
Only reason they won that shootout because we left the premises.
Uh-oh. Are you saying there could be some, before I get to that, I'm glad you said that. Please clarify, because this is Clarify Sunday, Kimo. You were asked to engage with Baby Hitler, and you guys denied. You were asked to re-engage with Lethal Weapon, and you guys denied. Am I correct in this?
You are absolutely incorrect.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I didn't want that to slip by me now. Now, are you saying that yous would like to engage with SVO?
Yes.
Okay. I'm congratulating them on their victory. Again, that wasn't no easy group that they went up against. But now, knowing that you would like to engage with them, yes, sir?
SVO.
Yes.
Baby Hitler. SVO,
yes.
Baby Hitler, and Lethal Weapon can all get it down in Florida next month, the same day.
Oh, shit. Hold on a second. Let me see if I'm correct on this number. Let me check this out. 219. 4018, your mic is open.
Hey, we ain't got to wait till next month. We'll be at Holly Springs on
17th. May I ask who's calling, please? May I ask who's on the line with this 219 number?
This is Terry. What's going on, fellas?
Terry, congratulations to Team SVO. Like I said a little while ago, that wasn't no easy team, no easy group of guys you went up against. You done made the, as they call us, the North, very proud with that victory. Now, I think Tony would like to jump with the show. Hey, Tony.
The next place we'll be is at Baldy's race down in Florida. You can bring the SBO down there, and we'll give you everything you're looking for.
With what?
With the Regal.
Oh, we can't mess with that. Where, why not?
You just ran everybody that he ran in the shootout.
Yeah,
so what's the difference?
And we had a horseshoe jammed up our ass to get through it.
There you go. Hey, man. Terry, y'all must be leprechauns or some shit, man.
Shit.
Everybody claimed we was lucky. Maybe luck plays a factor at some point. There's also a lot of skill that goes into what you guys do. So I really don't think it was all luck.
Well, it was luck. we came there with 28s thinking we could race a 28 shootout. I guess they don't do that down south. So
they don't do what?
They don't let 28 turbo cars race with 28 nitrous cars. I guess the nitrous guys are scared or something. I don't know.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. So, again, now I'm going to state this, Terry. Your luck must have been real bad then because they threw you in with a pack of wolves.
Yeah.
In other words.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they thought y'all was a lamb, didn't they?
Yep.
Okay. We know who the wolf is then.
Yeah. Hey, we had a good time. Michael put on a great race. We had fun. I seen little Tony down there. So, Big Danny was down there. Jimbo, Mark Crank. Who else was down there? Matt Paul.
Brian from Bad Company was down there. Dave from Team Z was down there.
Yep. Dave came down to help us out. Dave and Sherry from Team Z. And, you know, we had a good time. It was a good time.
I mean, you guys represented good down there, man. You guys represented good, and you put on a good show, man.
That's what it's about.
Yep, that's it. So where is it that you guys will be in Kentucky, Terry?
Whit said he wants some get back, so we might try and go to Holly Springs on the 17th.
Oh, you're going to Holly Springs. Okay. I thought you guys were going to Kentucky.
I think we might go to Holly Springs on the 17th. We got to check our work schedule first.
Oh, okay then. Well, you guys did good down there. You guys did really
good. Thanks, sir.
So did you guys end up bringing back the 28 title or the 29 title?
29, the 29-10-5 Big Dog. The Big Dog Trophy, I guess they call it.
Oh, hell yeah. Just some city boys down in the country, huh?
Yeah, just trying to have some fun.
There you go.
Hey, Tune.
Yes, sir?
This Meatball. Anybody know where I think Tone he changed his race name. Was it Avery with the Cutlass? He goes by the name of Def. What's it? Hold on. Well, I want to pronounce it right. DEFCON 1.
Go by the name of Jackass.
Hey, Junior.
Yes.
Hey, before I get off, how'd that show go down in with Louisiana. How was that show?
You know what?
You trying to be fun.
I can't say, Terry. I think somebody's trying to say something, but they really don't want to. But I truthfully don't know. But if we can get somebody that was down there on the show, we're gonna try to find out how it went. My understanding, it was nothing like what you guys put on. They say you guys put on a great show. You know, the track was off the hook. Mike, his crew, I mean, you guys did your thing down there, you know?
Hey, I have never seen so many spectators at one place at a racetrack. It was unreal. The staging lanes were packed from front to back. I mean, Tony's seen it. I really was amazed. And at the same time, you know, the lanes were packed, the stands were packed, the pits were packed. I mean, they came out to see. They came out. I've never seen
Terry,
that.
That's a testament. That's a testament, Terry.
Hold up. I just got another text.
Shows that certain people put on, you know?
Yeah.
I just got another text. They said, Terry, you know what happened down there. You just won't say.
I don't know. I was busy yesterday. We just got home. We just got in the house and just wondering how the other show went. Opening went good.
You know. Now, I'll tell you this, Terry. That, in that sense, it shows how much we need to step up here with our shows, you know? I mean, there's been occasions where people have had a great time, great shows have been put on, but there's also been occasions where people have left with a bitter taste. That falls upon us as the guys that pushed this, as the guys that support it, and those that promote it, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, there's no reason why we up here, because of the fan base that there is, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do the same thing. And everybody leaves the way they've left.
Hey, Junior, I don't mean to cut you off.
Sir?
Latone, I just received a text from our man that was going through the facing the charges of last week. He's told me to tell everybody, thank everybody, Motor City Mafia, June on the board for the encouraging words, and he see daylight now.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know, goes back to one thing though. Watch who you engage with. Everybody isn't what they seem to be at times. So, you know. But hey, Tone, I got a couple hands up. Let me go through here and see what we got.
Yeah, come on, bring them in.
313-5815. Your mic is open. 313-5815.
Okay. Hey,
810-7100. Your mic is open.
What's going on?
What's happening?
What's firing off? Hello? Hey,
yeah,
I got on the show kind of. Hello?
Your mic is open. Who's this?
What's happening? This is Chris Jarman.
Who?
John.
Oh, John. How you doing, John? What's going on, man?
That month, just want to find that Eliminator Cotton guy's on tonight with us.
It doesn't seem like it.
Right, Alan?
I got a question, y'all. Now, the cop that Chris Johnson was out there working on, would it happen to be a little short, dark-skinned fella?
No, we
Red
ain't,
Malibu.
We ain't going to get into that. Come on, now.
A Red
y'all,
Malibu?
Hey, Kimo, I'm at home, and I already knew. Shit, come on, man.
Yes, sir.
You know better
yes,
than
sir.
That.
Yes, sir, Mr. Yes, sir, Mr. Kimo, Red Malibu.
Yeah, I heard he went right into protective hiding immediately.
He went where?
Protective hiding.
Oh,
he disappeared. He told him he got word out.
Hey,
he was a mile and he disappeared.
Hey, John, your phone breaking up.
Right on.
So,
bad
so,
area, probably.
Can I ask another question here? The guy, he only brings his customers. Listen, he only brings his customers out in November.
Only brings them out when he knows nobody's at the track. Yeah, it's looking for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He only brings them out when he thinks no one's at the track.
Talking about last week, and he said why he'd go to the track with him.
So that means we won't see Lil Will car out to next November, huh?
Lil Will took his car.
I thought he still had German working on it, though.
Nah, Lil Will took his car, man.
Well,
I mean, little by little, you're going to get the support that you need, you know, or people are going to learn. I mean, one thing with a rabid dog, just because he bit me, he didn't bite you, it don't mean he ain't gonna bite the next man. It's just a matter of time, you know?
Yeah, boy. Dead ass.
Well, I want to be good for business. Well, we got that new
what was that now?
Motor City Mafia.
We got us a 712-inch Fulton motor for sale with 4 stages on it if anyone's looking.
I mean, y'all heard it. For all you big block nitrous guys, I mean,
hello,
yeah.
So we got us a 712-cubic-inch Fulton motor with 4 stages on it. If anyone's looking for a motor, it's got 3 runs on it, so
well,
it's fresh.
If anyone's interested, get in touch with John. You got a number, John? You want to put your number out there where they can give you a call?
God.
Hello?
Hey, Kimo. Hello? Tom?
Yeah. You're on.
Oh. Hey, Kimo. Junior, what happened to Kimo?
I mean, he's still on there. I don't know if he muted his mic or not.
I gotta stop at this gas station.
So who else did they have engaged down there?
Man, Junior. Nephew to do it, Mike Hill. He ran Big Sexy. He beat Big Sexy. The Four Horsemen beat Big Sexy. Phil Shula beat the High Car.
Well, I can't let this run.
Hold on, with the Shadow?
Yes, with the Shadow.
did the certified gangster show up?
Yeah, they showed up, but they had problems.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had problems.
So they had issues with the car?
Yeah, they had some big issues there.
I mean, my understanding is they had big issues the moment the Shadow showed up.
They had even bigger issues after.
Oh, okay.
When they went to make their shakedown, it looked like fireworks to me.
Oh, okay. Oh, they weren't ready. They weren't ready for them then. Which I'm gonna tell you this, in the country, I don't think there's too many back halves that can run with that car.
Well, you know, certified said he gonna fix it, and goddamn it, he has Steel's ass, he say. But I don't know.
I mean, they're both, hey, Danny, they're both top flight. And both of them cars are flying. I honestly feel if they can both make a clean run, I honestly feel that the shadow going to squeak them. He going to pull them through there.
I feel
the Shadow is a more consistent car. You know?
Yeah, they showed over there. They were still shooting them, had their hands on it, though. They left with it, shook the tires. Stevie bagged it up. I don't know what the hell Phil Reston there did. Man, that man went straight down Broadway right after that. And
that's
the candle
it.
Was lit
that's
on
it.
The end.
I mean that's the difference there. When you can rattle the tires and bag it right up, yeah. That man ain't no joke. That man's serious in what he do, you know.
Oh, hell yeah. No, you gotta get over there, man. You gotta get over there.
What was that?
I said, John, you gotta get on over there, man. But, I mean, that thing was packed.
No doubt.
Still coming in the track. It was about like maybe 9-10 o'clock. They were still pouring in.
I mean, you guys had a good showing from up here alone. I mean, you know, to have the group that went down there.
You know that
Mike and them in the House of Hook, they usually put on a really good show, man. I mean, they put on a good show down there, so.
Man, I forgot Baby Hiller and Butt Naked ran. They had the battle of the two ugliest Mustangs there. 29s versus 28s.
Who got off, Hitler?
Man, he grabbed a tree from Butt Naked and kept on pulling it.
I tell you this, Hitler got a bad car. You know that?
Yeah.
And that car, Butt Naked got it. It is a bad piece also. It's just a matter of him being able if he could get the car more.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was on the rail too now.
Everybody
yeah.
he lined up with, he was knocking them out too now.
Hey,
Junior. Hitler don't only have a bad car, he has a bad mouth.
What do you mean by that, Kimo?
Have you ever heard Tony Wright talk? Every other word in his vocabulary is a cuss word.
I mean, shit, maybe he a trucker, you know? You know, they say truckers and sailors. I don't think he'll save it though. Shit.
Well, I can tell you one thing. That Hitler ain't scared of nothing.
No, he not. Him and butt naked, man. I'm telling you, butt naked. Tony Wright and the goddamn butt naked driver. Man, it was a battle with a goddamn 4'11" to 5 foot battle going on over there. And man, they got the hooping and hollering. I was like, well, who taller than who? And man, they got the argument. And next thing you know, they like get Mike over here. Man, they Mike over here locked the money up. They said, Mike, we want to run before the shootout. Mike said, come on with it then, and let them run before the shootout. 28 versus 29.
That's what's up. That's the battle of the little giants, then.
Yeah. And the battle of the ugliest Mustangs. And they both said, I got the baddest prime of Mustang here. They said, well, make me know it then. We found out who had the baddest prime of ugliest Mustang. It was Tony Hitler Wright.
Yeah, they got them going. Well, they still got a couple more races. Cause you figure, what's the last one of the year? The one they got at Baldy's race?
Yeah.
You know they're gonna throw everything out the window for that one.
It's gonna be a good one. They going to the Orlando, you know the they set speed records at down there at Orlando,
yeah.
Right?
Orlando Speedway, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, they gonna run fast down there. Orlando usually a real fast track. Hey, Kimo, didn't you have something going on this weekend?
Who?
Kimo.
Yeah, what you talking about? Go ahead, I'm listening.
Didn't you guys have something going on this weekend?
It was supposed to be the No ET, but I don't know if it got rained out or not. I didn't go, so, you know, and I haven't heard any updates. But I did hear a couple of guys brought their cars out and was shaking them down at the track today.
Right.
One badass motherfucker was out there by the name of Danny Blackstein. A little dark-skinned man with a red Malibu was there. I got a few other guys, but I can't remember who they said. But yeah, they said a few guys were shaking down, getting ready for next season at Milan today. Or getting ready to go down to Baldy's race.
Hey, weren't they supposed to be engaging this? Hey. Did DMX make it down there with his car?
I doubt he did. So he owed dog $150. And you know Whiplash is a joke, man. You know Whiplash is just a fucking joke anyway.
Because my understanding was that he would make it down there, or so he said.
Well, you know what? What's seen ain't got to be said. The
right.
Billionaire, did you see that red supercharged car down there? Or maybe Tony could have told me if he seen it down there.
Who? You said what was down there, Kimo?
A red supercharged car with Vinny on the window.
And who was he supposed to run?
Dog, or he has to pay dog $50.
Oh yeah,
he was supposed to run a dog, with a business car.
Yeah, Bill Cobb was there too.
Oh, so that fake ass Whiplash Racing wasn't there, huh?
I don't think so.
I got man. We're gonna have to let you. He's imposter, man. He's imposter.
Man, I'm quoting Bowling Green.
Hey, did he did dog engage with business card? They didn't get no action with it.
I just received more information. Mylas No ET was moved to next weekend, and they had another boosted car getting ready for next weekend with Boost Creek, which a couple of my partners was helping me get that thing dialed in. So he can be here somebody next week at the No ET. So.
Who'd you say that was, Kimo?
Boost Creek. It's a McLaren. I mean, one of the prettiest cars you could ever want to see. McLaren Mustang with turbo on it.
Kimo, you sound like you have engaged with somebody next week with your car.
They
well,
moved
you know
to
what,
Noe
man,
for this coming weekend then?
Gazillionaire, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. If I'm not going down south, it's over for me up here. I have lost a couple of cars due to
the weather.
I mean, so I don't think I'll be going out to the No ET. I'm gonna go out, but I'm gonna be a professional spectator that day.
So in other words, you going down south then.
Yeah, if I race again this year, it'd be down south.
If you feel the weather ain't right, ain't no business you being down there, you know?
Well, I'm not talking about up
right,
here.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what I'm saying. If it ain't right for you or your car, ain't no business being there, you know? You can still show your support by showing up.
Right.
You might as well come on to Holly Springs. You know you're going to find some action when you get to Holly Springs. I'm sure I would. I'm
one of the most wanted men in the grudge gang.
Kimo, you one of the one of the most wanted?
Wanted men in the grudge world.
Yeah, you know there's a reason behind that too. Hey, Danny, did Danny make it down there or no? Nope, we lost him. 313-5817. 313-5817.
What's up, Junior?
What's going on, man? Who's this?
This X.
What's happening, man?
What's up, man?
I was asking, did you make it down there?
Nah, man, my auntie flatlined on this weekend.
Oh, okay.
He don't like sport right now.
Oh.
But I did hear Sub Sandwich running his mouth. He can get the next lane any day he wants it.
Hold on a minute. See, Kimo, now you know why you the most wanted. You always got something slick to say. Of course they want to get at you.
Yeah, that's why I ain't make it down there, man.
I know that. I mean, that's understandable. You know, family, especially an issue like that, that got all present. And racing don't mean nothing when it comes to that, man.
Hey, dude, what was asking my phone that cut off?
Did Diane make it down there or no?
No, they down where?
Down there to Mike Hill's.
No, I thought they said he was going to Joe Race.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm back, Junior. What was Whiplash saying?
So I said, you bring your mouth too goddamn much. Me and you can lock in anytime you want to.
We can get down anytime you want to. As you know, it's 32 degrees outside. That's why you're calling about locking in.
You talking shit. I ain't had nothing to say about you, dude. You start running your mouth.
Hey, I said,
My auntie on life support, dude. I ain't thinking about no motherfucking racing.
Okay, well, that's understandable, but you locked in to come down there to
dude, I'll pay that little lock-in. That's nothing.
I understand that. But I just said you locked in to race dog.
Okay. I will give dog his lock-in money. I will see dog next month when I go to Georgia. So we're not even worrying about that. But we talking about you running your mouth.
What race is in Georgia next month?
Nigga, I'm from Georgia. Can I go home sometime?
So how you going to... DMS, you my man, but don't
dude,
get on.
I know where dog at, man. I'll be right with Beers. I could give Beers dog money. You understand? It's nothing, man. You know what? I'm going to wire it to him. Get his address for me.
He appreciates
hey, Kimo. What DMX talking about is engaging your ass.
Hey, Junior, do you see what degrees it is up this way?
I mean, let me ask you a question. They ain't closed all the highways, did they?
Well, let me ask you a question. Sub-Zero.
It should be able to race in any weather, right?
Junior, that man had 9 months to That man had 6 months to come say, let's get it cracking.
Did you have problems with your car at first, and I ain't say nothing to you? Then you saw me having problems with mine. You ain't say nothing to me, but now we can get down.
Okay, well, we're going to wait till next year. We ain't got no room for tongue
right now. Opening day, lock in, me and you getting down.
Cross your ass, I go, motherfucker. What you want to lock in for?
We lock in a couple hundred opening day, nigga.
We just locking in a couple hundred
to make sure we racing. It's going to be way more than that, but we going to lock in.
You know that that the racing season's over and done with up here. When y'all locking in a race for next year, come on now. At some point in time, you are planning on traveling again, aren't you?
Yeah. I can travel. I'll follow him. You want to go out of town, we can do it this year.
Hey, Kimo, now you know why they always trying to get at your ass.
Okay. What was said, man? CX, when I come out, I want to race. I don't want to be sitting there, you know, man.
Like to go right off the trailer. I don't want to give you a chance to shake nothing up. Let's get down.
Oh, man, that means you really ain't trying to race, man.
That means that's the hell of a way to race.
Nah, that ain't, man. That's a fool's race.
Well, I'm a fool then. You a fool too. So let's be foolish together.
X, I'm gonna give you opportunity to get your car at its best.
My car gonna be right. My car right to knock your goddamn head off right now.
X, don't perk to me, man.
Hey, Kimo, I got a question. Kimo, you planning on going to Baldy's race?
I certainly am.
Are you planning on taking?
By tomorrow, I'm going to go see what's going on with this transmission. And I'm going to pull his motherfucking spleen out next weekend at the No ET.
I hear you.
I mean, shit.
I will be there.
Y'all two like going at it. Lock that shit in. I see you and Wayne already got it off, Kimo.
So now
my
it's you and
the ready to knock this goddamn head off.
Who your partner?
Wayne, my partner.
Oh, you part of the Never Scared crew?
Somewhat.
Okay. I'll leave it at that then.
Somewhat.
What you saying? What was said, man?
Man, you need to quit talking to whoever you're talking to and wait till the show over.
You need to keep up with the pace, boy.
No, I was on the other line. Man, I ain't got to keep up with nothing, man. My car been at the track. We had trouble, but we was racing, DMX. You ain't stumped your ass over to
the... Hey, Kimo, do not go talking bullshit. When you had your car with Wayne, knock your ass off. When you ran air, I told you, let's race tonight.
I
ain't trying to hear that, Kimo. I ain't even trying to hear that, dude.
Get on here perfect. I would have did your
dude,
ass in the
dude, you rolled
right
past
now.
Me you on that golf cart and said, so you ready to whoop my ass tonight? And I said, yep, how long you need?
You
was over there putting your trance in, nigga.
Don't you sit there
Kimo,
and talk on the
ain't nobody. You know what? You getting a fake-ass racer award again because you a fake-ass nigga on this mic,
that
man.
That was free money, man.
Well,
that was free motherfucking money.
I called you out all
you?
That night when your trans was on
you
the ground when he got back
you
in. You went to run air and then you ran away. Get out of here, man.
Hey, now, okay. Now, listen. You done talking? Did you put the sweet towel in there? Listen, you ain't came to my trailer and said nothing.
Kimo, you ain't come up to me on that golf cart when I was in line. You ain't come up to me when I was in line, dude.
Not one time, motherfucker.
Kimo, you fake as a motherfucker.
You candy from a baby, you fool.
Yeah, okay. You thought that was taking candy from a baby. Well, Wayne got on your ass, too, right?
Hey,
all right, then.
Hobbity, hobbity. I would have fucked you up that night. You ain't saying
well, you had no chance, and you ran Aaron instead of me, so I ain't trying to hear that.
You the most
Hey, Junior.
Yes.
Hey, Junior.
Okay, X.
I'm not going to even keep arguing with that fucking bum, but I'm going
to
tell you something, Junior. You ask any motherfucking body, Slouch, Reggie, all the motherfuckers. Ask them, did I call that nigga out all that night?
Listen, man. Lock in $715 for the next week and I go to your motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
There you have it.
I lock in $100 with you to make sure we going to race Saturday, and we'll figure it out when we get there how much the pot
man.
Goes to. Hey, man, I ain't no listen
I'm
here. You heard what I said, man.
Saturday, man.
You ain't going to do shit.
On $1,500 better, and I'm going to your ass Saturday.
Yeah. You sound like a guy that's trying to talk to get out of racing, man.
What
I told you, I'll lock in a couple hundred with you right now, and we'll see what the pot get to at the track.
No,
I'm not
going to
go with what I'm not going with your rules because we already tried that already.
We ain't had you tried to race me, DMX. When have you tried to race me?
I locked $200 in with you, and we'll figure out the pot when we there.
I ain't finna play around with no $200. I'm saying.
Well, don't play in. We done talking, Kimo. When we catch you at the track, we gonna lock it in. Yeah, I hear you.
Hang on.
Well, y'all had an opportunity to lock it in, so.
$500 on $1,500. I'm going to his ass next week.
Hey, Junior,
well,
I got a lot of shit on my plate right now, and Kimo ain't finna talk his way out of his ass whooping. He can go with that 5 and 15, 25. I got a lot of shit on my plate right now, and I'm only locking in what I know I could lock in at this point I'm sitting on. So I'm not finna listen to that. We got to do it for all this. Man, go on, Kimo. You don't want to race.
Hey, listen. $1,500 is a gentleman's bet. What are you talking about?
Hey, Kimo. Like I said, the pot don't get where you want it at. but I'm not going to lock that in with you. I lock in what I know I could get right now.
All right, well, we'll see each other at the track, but you never approached me about racing shit.
Kimo, I ain't never say nothing about racing you that night.
Never, ever.
You are some fucking man.
You ain't never said, come on, let's do this. You ain't never
Kimo,
said that.
Dog, I'm in line, and you walk right up to me on that golf cart talking about, so we racing tonight? I said, yep, when your car going to be ready?
DMX, why would I tell you, so we racing tonight, and I had two people already locked in? Did that make any
First
sense,
of all,
man? I know I do a lot.
No,
I
came to the track that day just to race you, Kimo. Not to come watch you race Aaron. You already ran Aaron. Why you ain't run me?
My point is exactly. You know what happened? Aaron was talking shit in the lane, and I said, come on, let's get with it. Motherfucker. Now, if you had been talking shit, you think I wouldn't have told you, get your ass up to that motherfucking strike?
You wouldn't.
Stupid motherfucker.
Hey, Kimo, you one of these fantasy talkers, man.
I mean,
even you gonna race and you gonna keep talking like you've been talking,
you,
man.
Hey, DMX, had you said anything to me, I'd have told you, get your ass right on up there.
No, you wouldn't.
You ain't changed
shit.
You know how bad I was racing that night? I brought my charger, my ice and everything in the lane and charged my car up to race Wayne. What makes you think I wouldn't have ran your motherfucking slow ass?
I'll let you have a flow, Kimo. I ain't gonna talk about the slow car.
Listen, man,
I ain't gonna talk about you being a bum
man,
and none of that. I'm gonna keep it real 100 with you. When we at the track again, goddamn it, I'm gonna stand on that goddamn blue bitch. If you don't race, I'm gonna dog your motherfucking ass out. And this is end of conversation, nigga.
I promise you, I'll race your motherfucking ass every day of the motherfucking week.
That's what I'm talking about.
I will race your ass every day of the goddamn week, man. Is you retarded?
Okay, that's what's up. We gonna get down, Kimo. We gonna get down. You can go talking all your dumb shit to somebody wanna hear, nigga. We gonna get down, and that's the end of it.
DMX, we gonna do it just like you said. We're never scared, and Whiplash get together. We unstoppable. We'll make it unstoppable.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put.
You done got knocked off by the Never Scared car, not a Whiplash car. I'm gonna cut your goddamn brains out.
That's what, DMX. I lost the Never Scared, but I can guarantee you I won't lose the Whiplash.
I guarantee you will. But I ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to let the car talk, man. Ain't no reason why we got to argue. Let that burgundy and blue bitch talk to each other. That's where you in that.
Okay. Trying to say you're a bum or nothing, but I race Street King for $3,000. What makes you think I wouldn't have raced $200,000? Come on, man.
Hey, I didn't say we was racing for $200. Did you hear me say we racing for $200? No.
That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. Let's lock in $500 on $1,500 or better. I'll go to your ass Saturday.
Hey, Kimo.
Let's lock that in right now. We ain't got to
follow what I told you, man. Follow what I told you. I got a lot of shit on my plate trying to help my people out with this funeral shit because I know it's about to come down. So I'm not going to stick my neck out and say I got X amount right now when I know I ain't got it right now.
I know what you're saying. I just watched my
Well, that's
path.
All you got to understand, dude. I'm not gonna be one of them stupid-ass racers to say I got it and I don't got it. That's stupid as fuck.
Listen, DMS, this is what I was going to do for you. My uncle passed away yesterday. We having this funeral Saturday. I was going to go to the funeral, and I can promise you, after the funeral, I was coming to the track to go to your ass for that $1,500.
You know what? You might still get a chance to if that's what you feel.
Now I'm saying I may come to the track with my car unless you lock that side.
Come to the track with your car. You know it's gonna be locked in, but I'm only gonna lock in what I got right now. What I see sitting in my hand right now. That's what I'm gonna lock in with you just to get the cars there.
Hey, that's the problem I'm having. This is the problem I have. So you teamed up with Never Scared, right? know them boys got your back. Let's lock in.
I'm not. Is they sitting in front of me right now?
Hey, look, DMS, I just got four texts from my guys, and they say, come on with it, lock his ass in, man. Yeah, I ain't talking to none of my guys right now. Ain't none of my guys on this phone that I hear. Ain't none of my guys in front of me who I could talk to.
Hey, DMS. They done taught you how not to run across that motherfucking street and get squashed like Leapfrog. And I know, I understand.
Man, ain't nobody never taught me that.
My mama ain't never taught me that. Somebody done taught you, but you know not to play in that street and get ran over.
Hey, Timo, yeah, you know you're going to end up getting what you're looking for with him, right?
He don't get it.
Hey, listen, man. I spared that man because he had trouble all year. You know what I mean? I had trouble, but I had enough to knock his whole motherfucking, knock all the teeth out of his mouth that month. Anytime we were at the
track. Man, you ain't never had enough to do nothing.
Hey, DMX, my slowest pass is your pass that you had. You done win the pass of your life with me.
Not hearing you. Well, if you feel like that, we have to figure that out when we side by side, yeah, right?
Junior, yes. Can I ask you a question? When the yellow light flash, don't you supposed to leave then?
Hey, Kimo, I'm gonna ask you a question. This is the question I'm gonna ask you, Kimo. That ass ain't never even got in a car, so how the fuck you know when you supposed to leave?
DMX, that let you know that you a newcomer, DMX.
Nah, that's letting me know that you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Hey.
You ain't never got in that car. You don't know nothing about racing a car. You don't know nothing about nothing.
Hey, DMX, I just know my limitations. See, you don't know your
limitations. All right, well, it ain't no limitation. It ain't no limitation when you build a car. Shouldn't build it if you're scared of it.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of people build cars and don't drive them. Whole lot.
I know, but a lot of people don't run their mouth like you run yours.
Listen, do you think Cole Killer worried about driving? Do you think Cole Killer worried about driving his car?
Hell no, but is you running like Cole Killer?
Why the fuck do you think
is you running like Cole Killer? You ain't even close to a Cole Killer.
Listen, man.
You not
close
at all.
Hey, listen,
so you shouldn't worry about even comparing you to Cole Killer, dude.
Hey,
Kimo, somebody else want to talk, man. I'm done talking with you. If you at the track, we'll see you. If you at the track Saturday, we'll see you. I'm done talking to you.
Well, Kimo, now you know why they're trying to go at your ass all the time.
Hello?
Yeah, you still on it. Now you know why they're trying to go at your ass all the time.
Hey, Kimo.
Yes, sir.
Did y'all find out what happened down there yet?
Down where?
No, sir. They did not call in, sir.
My constituents is steady texting me, asking me what happened. They want to know what happened.
No, sir. They did not. Yes, sir.
I got your message. Slouch is he about 15 minutes away from being get on.
Oh, okay. That'll work then. That'll work. They didn't call in with the report, which by my understandings, I don't think it was going to be a good report. So,
my constituents is on the phone and they listen and they keep texting me. Well, I don't know if they're on the internet one. They texting me because they know I'm on the show. They said, well, did you find out anything? Ask Kimo, did he find out anything?
That there, sir, would be a negative. Hold on a second. 313-8126. 313-8126. What's happening?
Man, no, I was going through some mountains and lost signal.
There you go.
Tony, you ain't missing nothing. You had a goddamn fool on here talking about nothing, DMX.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir. Tony, I just asked Kimo, you know, my constituents, I guess they listen on the phone or they're on the internet, they want to know what happened down there in Louisiana. They keep texting me and asking me, well, find out what happened. I said, well, I'm on the show.
Danny, you said the key word. That's because they your constituents. So they want you to give them the answers. You are their elected official.
Hey, and Junior, now I ain't trying to be funny. This is a Grudge talk show, so we should know, you know, you guys should know what's going on in the Grudge world. Did he have a successful race with racism or
Hold on one second. Unless they call the show, I cannot inform you on something that I do not know about.
That's,
okay,
Junior, that's why we asked you what's going on.
Hold on a minute. I might be able to resolve that issue for you right now. 601-5133. Who do I have here?
This is Mississippi Joe.
Oh, excuse me, Joe. Thank you very much, sir, for calling. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I have people asking, how did it go? I cannot tell them something I do not know about. Okay, so I would like for you to fill us in and start it from the top, please.
First of all, giving thanks to the good Lord, the show was a success. Just like life, you know, we had a couple stumbling blocks, but, you know, nothing
right
that we can't get over. Everybody who's dealt with racing always gets the short end of the stick sometime or somehow. And so I'm not going to try to prove nothing to anybody. It is what it is. Whatever you think, I know I can't explain it, the situation. So I'm going to go ahead and say y'all right when it comes to whatever you think about the car not being there. And what happened, it happened to Kimo, it happened to Little Tony, it happened to just about everybody who's racing that decided to be somewhere with their car and something come up or something happened.
Right,
you know,
right.
Racing is like life. It's going to be stumbling blocks in the way. It's going to be trials and tribulations. So you got to take the punches and keep it moving. So whatever the public has to say, I'm not going to even try to argue with them or whatever. They got it. I'm through with it. But just like I told my boy, look, Tony, I've been here before. Once we come out and go to cracking heads, they'll be all on my jock then, like Mike Jones. Back then, you didn't want me. Now I'm hot. You're
That's
all
correct.
On me. You know what I mean?
You, Joe, can I say something?
Yes, sir.
There's always been a point where you always get kicked, you always get spit on, you always get shit thrown on you, but the moment you stand back up and you start whooping ass, I'll give you a prime example. I don't know if you know the gentleman or not. He go by the name of Johnny Quick. I listened to people beat him down for months on end, and now they don't even speak his name because he came out swinging and he did what he had to do.
I understand
what you're saying exactly.
Right. Now, I can't say that it's fortunate that I've been in this situation, but it's not fortunate, but it just happened to be the truth that I've been in this situation before. And we came out cracking heads, and everybody forgot all about it and got on our job. You understand what I'm saying? So
that's correct.
I'm telling you, you remember that. What's your name, sir?
Junior.
Joe or Junior?
Junior.
Junior. You remember that
yes,
night, sir. And you marked down the date. That's all I have to say. I had a successful show with 15 or 20 or more grudge races. Anybody who said that my show didn't have a lot of grudging would be lying. Matter of fact, everybody who ran on in the shootout, the big time shootout, betted money on the side, so that was a grudge race. Plus, they put up their own $500 a piece, and I put $1,000 on top of the pot. So we had a successful show. Thank God. You know, no matter what happens, it always can be worse. So you have to thank God, you know, first and foremost.
That's correct.
The situation about my brother's car, our car, whatever, his car, I'm not going to even go into that because what I do realize is the people in the public are fans. And they just on the outside looking in, Junior. And so when you on, no matter what's going on, when you expect to see something or you highly anticipating something, it's a big letdown. So I'm going to take the kicks in the nut.
My thing is this, Joe, as you're saying, the fans, this is the thing. At some point, you have to give some type of explanation, even though we've grown men.
For what, Junior?
You have
for what?
To give it to the,
I mean,
you know
I mean,
why?
You know
because,
as well as I know.
Hold on. Can I finish? Can
oh,
I
yes,
finish,
sir. Go ahead.
Please? You know why? Because a fan, remember, it don't matter who we are, what we do. The fans, in the end, is what matter. You know why? Because they're the ones who support us. They're the ones who come to the races. They're the ones that cheer us on. And, yeah, as you said, they're the ones who kick us in the nuts. But at some point, we have to give some type of accountability to them. Why? Because, in other words, okay, why would I support you as a fan? Why would I support the next guy as a fan if, as a fan, you don't care what I think or what I feel? There's a lot of people that...
Now, go ahead, Junior. I
you know,
thought you was doing it.
There's a lot of people that are your fans. They are your supporters. They may have showed up, may not have showed up. They may have followed through the weekend, whether it be on the Internet or calling the next man to find out what's going on because they're your fans. So at some point, if you don't produce, which I understand, anything can happen, anything can go wrong on any given day. But at some point, you have to give some type of accountability to them because they are your fans. Because if not, then to me, it's easy. If you're a fan of mine, and I don't care what you think about me, then I'll be the first to say, well, you know what? I don't give a fuck whether you show up or not. You know, I don't give a fuck whether you follow me or not, which in what we do at some point, we can't do that.
Right. Well, you know, Junior, I just want to applaud you because that was well spoken. But I always care about the fans, but I've been doing this long enough to where I don't think or I don't see what explanation really is going to help this matter because
right.
The people are going to think what they want to think and they don't want to hear it. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if I
thought
an explanation, hold on, Junior.
I'm listening.
For one moment that an explanation would help matters and calm things down, I'd be glad to give them an explanation. And not an explanation, I would tell them the truth. Only Tony Bynes know the truth. Only person know the truth is Tony Bynes and Lil Tony.
Right.
They know the truth. We proved it to Tony Bynes because we wanted Tony we wasn't lying, so we had to tell him who our driver was. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And he researched everything, and he knows we're not lying. So everybody else is going to think what they want to think, you know, regardless to what I tell them. If I knew by me telling the truth, would stop all the kicking in the nuts and the slamming of me and running my name through the mud and et cetera, et cetera, I would be glad to tell the truth and let the whole world know. But I don't think it's going to stop anything, Junior. And now I can listen to what you have to say.
I mean, me personally, Joe, I can't say on it because one is I wasn't going to the race. I don't leave the state of Illinois for X reasons, okay? As a Grudge fan, yes, your car was very anticipated. It would be something that, you know, I would want to see. The match race, the race you were supposed to have with Tony Bynes, that would have been an epic race, win, lose, or draw, however it may be. I just said it on behalf of those which have asked me.
And
you know,
go ahead, Junior. I'm sorry.
Which I understand their point. A lot of people, Joe, may speak up and say what's on their mind. A lot of people may say it to somebody else. Me, I ask the questions that are asked of me. And the reason that I said what I did was because as a fan, let's go back now, as a fan, I would be highly upset. I would be disappointed.
Right.
You know, and I would want to know why, because if I'm following you, damn, at least give me the courtesy of saying, you know what, this is the reason why.
Right.
I'm not asking you to say the reason why. I'm respecting what you're saying. But I'm also voicing the other side, you know?
Right. I had a fan that was there all the way from Alabama. Sleepy came down to the race, and I know he's a true gangster boo fan. And so I explained to him what happened because he said he was going to be there, and he was there. And I explained to him what had happened. And he understood it. He was disappointed, like I was, because I didn't know what was going on until about 4 o'clock. That's when my brother let me know what was going on, because I kept asking, man, what a car, they, you know? You know, he didn't want to let me know because he knew I was going to be pissed off. You understand what I'm saying? He was so pissed off, he left the track. So, it was just one of those situations, man. You know, you gotta take the good with the bad in this good life and keep it moving. And I'm just going to have to take whatever the nut kicking and the bashing and
I'm going to do. Bear with me. I got some hands up. I'm going to go through them. And, I mean, it's up to you.
I don't want to. Only reason I call this show is because Lil' Tony, my boy, asked me to call this show.
Okay.
I don't want to go through all this with all the people and this and that. Like I said, I don't feel like arguing. I don't do all that. I had a tough, rough weekend. I'm sorry to everybody. I apologize to everybody that I let down, that we let down. And there's nothing else I could do about that, man. Nothing else. Is Lil' Tony on?
Yeah. Tony.
Let me speak to him.
No, he should be here.
Joe, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening? You know the only reason I call this show is because you asked me to, right?
That's right. And I appreciate it. You know, like I say, you know, people wanted updates. I told them, you know,
I wasn't able to make your show. Just prior to your show and the show that I went to, we both called and wished each other luck and said that we was going to keep each other posted. And, you know, I called you when we got ready to run Lethal Weapon, but you didn't answer the phone.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, yes.
What
I mean, you do what we always have done.
Right. Well, do you wish for me to answer a couple of calls? I will for you now. Only for you.
Now hold on a minute. See, this the thing, Joe. I ask you the things that I did, not because I'm nosy. Because now I'm going to say it the way I feel, because I don't give a fuck in the end. You know, I ask the questions that I do because others ask me. The minute you come on a public forum and express the things you do, then it's like anything else. There's always three sides to the story. That's why I asked about opening up mics. I understand,
right.
Tony, your man. I understand this Tony's show, but Tony didn't ask you. I asked you. So with regards to that, whether you choose to answer the questions or not, I'm still going to open up the motherfucking mics.
I don't have no problem.
And
I'll
so be it.
Hold on, bro. Junior, what is all the custom for, man? And
now,
talking like that for.
Hey, Joe. The way I speak, you know why? You know why? Because the way you said it to Tony, you know, hold on a minute. All you had to say was, hey, Junior, I don't want to answer no questions. If you want to open up the mic, open them up. But you said, being that Tony asked you, well, if Tony won't, yeah, you're going to answer the questions. Man, I don't listen. I'm a slick motherfucker when it comes to talking. I'm really good at listening. I'm real good at listening, too. You understand what I'm saying? So anything that you think you might pass over subliminally only ain't going to happen. Now, truth be told, and Tony, you know the way I get down. You know how I get down. I don't give a fuck whether you answer the questions or not. Because now, the way you said it, yeah, I took it as a disrespect to me, the way you said it.
Damn, what's
happening
on the show?
I'm going to open
yeah.
up some lines, brother. 901. 2877, your mic is open.
What's going on, brother?
Nah,
hold on, man. Nah, I just wanted to comment on what Joe said. The reason why he owed the fans an explanation is because he came on the show specifically and told the fans that he was going to get them an explanation. He was going to get them an explanation if something happened or something caught him making. He said he was purchasing. Give
him
an explanation. So that's why
you owe
the fans an explanation.
I mean, that's correct. That's, I mean, you know what, Whit, I understand. And Joe, your call dropped. If you want to call back, cool. If you don't want to call back, I'm cool with that too. So I apologize for popping the way I do, but you know I don't like when somebody says something that I take in the wrong manner, so I apologize for that, because I know that's your man. But saying with is correct. You know, as fans, not being noted,
yeah,
but as fans.
Before he had his race, but he specifically said if the gangster move not ready, when something happened, he was going to specifically come on and personally tell the fans why it wouldn't be there. So he actually owed the fans. He owed the fans all the explanations in the world. He didn't get their fans.
That's correct. You know, I look at it like this, Wick. You know, we do this because this is our way of life. This is what's in our blood. Those that follow us is because they believe in us. So even by being courteous to them, whether you give a fuck about them or not, be courteous to the fans and let them know, listen, I apologize. This went down like this. this is why this didn't happen. And then if they're going to kick you in the nuts, let them kick you in the nuts. Why? Because as fans, they earned it. You know?
But you know what? Let me say this, Junior. Like, say,
yeah,
Joe is his own man, and Joe is his wrong man. You know, and
that's
so
correct.
He's entitled to handle his situation however he want to handle it. Now, if,
that's correct.
You know, before you and him had y'all little situation just then, if he asked my personal opinion, I would say that, yeah, he should offer an explanation. And the reason I'm saying that he should is because, I'd say, you had people that didn't have plans for that weekend or planned to do something else for that weekend or possibly was going to go to another show that day. But, you know, being supporters of Joe, Trav, and the Gangsta Boo, they went there instead. And for the car not to be there, and you know, people may ask, you know, what happened? I don't want to talk about it. You know, I look at that as, you know, in a form of disrespect to that. You know, I'm a fan slash follower or admirer or whatever you want to term it of you, and a situation with you take place, not a personal situation, but you know, a situation regarding your notoriety, and you know, you don't put me in the loop. So I personally think that would kind of hurt Joe more than it would help Joe. Prime example, when me and Jay Barnes had our falling out, you know, I mean, I got a lot of people that, you know, I go to the tracks, we laugh, we joke, we kick it and whatnot, who heard little nitbits here and there about the situation with me and Jay. And I felt like they shouldn't have to hear it from nobody else. They should be able to hear it from me. So Dog did a show and let me come on, and you know, I explained to anybody that would have interest in what the situation was, and you know, I told them that if any of them hold that as a strike against my character, you know what I'm saying, I apologize for it, and you know, I hope we can move forward, and you know, when you see me at the track, we still, you know, laugh, joke, and kick it, and you know, I invite you over to my grill, you invite me over to yours, and you know, we keep it moving. I felt like I owe people that, you know. Some people say I don't owe nobody nothing. I mean, you know, yeah, you do and you don't. You know, that's a matter of opinion.
Right.
So,
that's correct.
I mean,
correct.
I would have liked for Joe to, you know, explain to people so they're not sitting back feeling one way when it's another way. You know what I'm saying? Understanding is always going to be the best thing. Yeah.
Tony, can I say this? I had,
yes.
I kid you not, I had five people call me. And I'm a nobody in the world as far as racism, promoting racism. But they wanted to know what was going on with Mississippi Joe's thing. We're trying to laugh him off on that, but the people, like, they want to know what was going on with the Gangsta Boo and his show. I mean, I got calls from the other day and everything. I think when you are promoted, you do owe everybody an explanation that something go wrong, because if they come to your show and they spend their money and they're not getting what they want, then you owe them an explanation of why they didn't get what they paid for.
You know,
yeah.
You know, so
it's not even just the promotional part, but I mean, it's Chemo, think about it, it's times me and you both had planned to take our cars to certain tracks and couldn't make it. Now, you know, a lot of people want to know, well, you know, why.
Hello?
You told him I should fell off.
Yeah, he fell off. I'll wait for Tone to come back in. Again, I understand. I understand Tone's point and what he's saying. I just took it as I just didn't like the way he said it. And, you know, and that's my
opinion.
I'm going to tell you where the truth is. If I was wrong for the way I said it,
I truly believe in this. When I say something disrespectful, it's because I don't give a fuck. That's the bottom line.
Well,
I know I should. I know I should say. I should say. I should stay neutral. But I ain't gonna play the word games, man. I'm real slick when it comes to that shit, you know. But
see, I'm gonna tell you something. Now I'm gonna tell you something to you. Me and Joe had our falling out, but maybe Joe don't know. Well, maybe Joe say things to try to shoot at people and think people don't catch it. But being that we city slickers, we catching all the slick shit he's saying.
Whether it was slick or not slick, you know, it's irrelevant to me right now. It don't matter. I just feel this way. I prefer to you say flat out, hey, no, I'm not going to answer. No, I don't want to do this. And, okay, I'm still going to open up the mics. Because of that, the same way a lot of times people say, hey, Junior, mute this guy's mic, mute that guy's mic. I don't do that. You know why? Everybody entitled to say what they need to say. If they want to kick them in the nuts, the same way they praise you as fans, everybody that on this show, it's because they in the Grudge Racers, they Grudge Racer groupies, fans, nut huggers, whatever you want to call it. Every single one has a right to say what they think and feel. So the same way they come on here and they praise you and you want to leave them talking and doing what they do, when it's time to get your nuts kicked in, you got to be able to handle that too, you know? Hold on a minute. Let me open up a couple mics here. 6:30, 1551. Your mic is open.
No, John, I keep falling off going through these mountains. But, you know, as a fan, you know, Joe really should step up to the plate and then explain, you know what I'm saying, what really happened. Because, like you said, you do have a fan base that follows everybody. You know what I'm saying? All the Grudge Racers got a fan base. Even the promoters got a fan base that they follow. You know, if something happens, you need to get on book a special show right then and there and let them know. That way it won't be no surprise to them, and then they won't be able to kick you in the nuts, and they'll get an understanding because you let them know right off the bat.
I believe in that. I believe,
yeah.
And when I say that, Danny, I don't mean it in the sense of you don't have to. It's not that a person's being nosy, but, I mean, when you follow this, I mean, this, my understanding of grudge racing in general, this is in your blood, man. This is something you wake up, you go to sleep with on your mind. So you want to know what's going on. Okay, you don't have to get so deep into it, but, hey, man, we had a situation, XXX, and I want to leave it at that. I mean, okay then, but then also understand that whatever comes behind that, you got to also accept it, you know?
Because, you know, Joe, as fans, you know, we spend a lot of money traveling down these highways to get to these
That's
shows.
Correct.
You know, because you figure, you know, we spending a bunch of money, you know what I'm saying, getting down the highway, hotels, and, you know, feeding our families and everything, paying to get into the tracks and all that stuff. You know, we get there, and then it's nothing what we looking for, and it's not there.
Right.
And, you know, we going to go there and ask, like, well, what happened there? And, you know, don't want to get no explanation. That's like just throwing, you know what I'm saying, that's like, man, just like sticking your middle finger up and throwing salt in your eyes.
I mean, it goes back to this. If, and I'm going to use the word if clearly, if you use certain tactics to promote your race, your business, shit like this, when shit like this happens, you got to take the hit for it. If it's something that happened, a legitimate, and I'm not asking for the excuse, if it's something legitimate, something you have no control, as Tony stated, you know, it's happened to everybody. Your intentions are to be there.
and for whatever reason you did not show up, okay, that's understandable. But remember this, everything about this was promoted behind certain things, which was that car, okay? The debut of that car, him and Tony Barnes racing, you know, that in itself is a big draw, you know?
Sure
even
is.
Though you had, even though you had plenty of other racers there, I mean, the main, the majority of the people, when you speak about certain things, majority of the people, right, what they're after is, I'll tell you this, Mike's show was a great show. Mike had some great racing there for all accounts. Everyone I spoke to, everybody that's made comments on it, okay, Mike had a great show. But you know, one of the most anticipated races at Mike's show was between Lethal Weapon and Cold Killer. If those two cars would not have shown up, I mean, a lot of people either upset, disappointed, let down, whatever you want to call it.
And,
you know?
And look, Joe,
so,
and talking about Mike, you know when William Brown and the Beast had locked in, you know, to come to Mike's show, and then you know, William Brown had a situation in his family and this and that. He called Mike right away, and Mike and Dog did a special show with William Brown on the show to let him know, like, hey,
right,
I'm not going to be there, you know, I had this, that, the other happen. You know, that everybody was okay with that. You know, people still came to support the show because
he let them know before it's out
in the wrong way.
You showing, you know what the thing is? It's called common courtesy. If you waiting for me at your house, Danny, I'm supposed to come get you at 8 o'clock, okay? I have to at some point, whether I got struck by lightning, got delayed, whatever. Hey, Danny, it's called a courtesy call. Well, it's no different with what we do, whether it's you're showing up at a race, you showing up to a person's house, I mean, whatever. Hey, man, listen, this is what happened. You know, we apologize. It's out of our control. And then, you know, let the chips fall where they may fall. And Danny, let me open up this mic here, man. 706-1688.
God damn it, Junior. I ain't pressed no goddamn one button. What's up, brother?
You ain't got to press the one button. Man,
well, I didn't press no one button, Junior,
how,
but
how you doing, Willie Dog?
What's up, Junior, man? You know I love you, boy. You know I love you, motherfucker.
I mean,
what's
hey,
up, man? What you want with me, man? What you want with me, man?
Huh? Nothing. I'm trying to find out what went down. Tell me what.
Okay,
went down,
Junior, man. You got a lot of somebody got a lot of background noise.
I'm gonna go on mute. That's me because I'm down the highway. I'm gonna get on mute.
Hey, Danny, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine, dog. We almost home.
Good, bro. I'm glad.
Tony, you back in?
Yeah. Junior, I didn't want to, I'm going to be honest with you now. I'm glad I see you handling it the best way you can, and you was handling it
right.
Pretty good, and I see they kind of piss you off, and I can understand fully why you got pissed off. Now, I'm going to say this here, because people was telling me, Dog, book a special show tonight, book a special show, we want to kick him in the nuts and all that. I said, me personally, I ain't going to book no special show to kick him in the nuts. But this is what I'm going to say,
right,
Junior. If I have a show, just like you was trying to do, opening mics up, I'm gonna let the people say what they want to say, because I'm like you. You're a grown-ass man. If you want to come in there and kick him in the nuts, you can kick him in the nuts. If you want to praise him, you can praise him, because you're a grown man. And my show will be based on that, like it always has been, on the truth. But my thing is, this is what I'm finna say, and I ain't got no problem with Joe. I ain't got no problem with what happened, per se. This is the only problem
right.
I got. This is the only problem I got that everybody got. And I wasn't going to come on here, Junior, but you brought me on the scene, and that's one thing about me. I ain't going to bite my tongue, and I'm going to call it a spade if I have to.
And that's why I opened it up. Why? Because I know.
Yeah, so what I'm going to
say
is.
Dog, can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, Junior.
A lot of people talk shit about you. A lot of people throw rocks at you.
That's great.
But the bottom line is, you got a lot of wisdom. I'm going to give you that. I ain't holding your nuts or nothing like that. Another thing.
No,
is,
no, dude, you just telling the truth, and I'm gonna keep it real too. I'm gonna keep
whether,
it real, but I'm gonna try to
right
keep it simple because I don't wanna dirt on nobody. But I was gonna say this here, and you did say eventually you finally got around to it. I don't know why you was waiting. This is what I'm saying. Joe did come on all the shows, huh? Joe came on all the shows and promoted his show and saying he was gonna give everything. And I even had a show Friday and gave him props because he had said that the guys from Texas was gonna come and they had changed their mind and was gonna go to House of Hook because they wanted to get the man and fuck them up. Unfortunately, they came and they got fucked up again. But anyway, they came and got fucked up again. So in essence, just like you said, whether he like it or whether he don't, I don't care how bad a day he had or how rough a day he had, he still supposed to automatically been on every talk show he could get on, and give an explanation why the Gangsta Boot Call wasn't there. Now, if it wasn't there, it wasn't there. But you still supposed to give the fans an explanation of why, because the whole show was built on was based on him having the Gangsta Boot One back out to race Tony Bynum with a mystery car. So with me saying that, that's all I want to say about the journey.
Kimo, hold on a second.
That this whole thing is based on. And with it being based on that, Junior, when it being based on that, Junior, he definitely supposed to be on every show to tell all the fans, because he don't know who, what fans came and what fans didn't come. So he's supposed to come on the show and tell all the fans why the Gangsta Boo One was not at that show.
And Godfather,
okay.
If I may speak,
yes, sir.
You're exactly right. And Junior,
yes, sir.
I owe you. I feel like I don't owe you no apology because I really wasn't being slick or smart-assed or whatever. But if I offended you, I apologize because I wasn't trying to be nasty or slick in any kind of matter. If you took it like that, I'm sorry. I apologize. I really wasn't because I don't have no problem saying what I want to say the time I want to say it. Really, I don't. So if I offended you, I'm sorry. I don't.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to be slick or smart mouthed or nothing. Everybody that know me know that I don't bite my tongue with whoever it may be. So I wasn't trying to do that. If you took it like that, I'm sorry. I just told
you know what?
That. With that being said,
Joe, again on my behalf, like I said, the tone when you call Phil. I apologize for the way I went about it, but let me put it like this, Joe. I'm slow, but I'm real slick. I listen very well to the way people speak, you know, and maybe sometimes that's what my flaw is, because I take things the way I hear them. Now, with that being said, again, you know, I apologize for speaking as I did. But as you said, I speak as I do, you know?
Right. I respect that.
I thank you. I call him back in. Now, I wasn't looking to put you on the hot seat. I don't get down like that. If I want to put you on the hot seat, I'm going to come at you direct. Everything I said to you, I said was because of those that call in, those that ask, those that send texts. Now, as Dog stated, as I stated, you don't have to. You're a grown man. We all grown men. You don't have to give accountability to nobody. But as a racer, as a promoter, as a fan, you know, at some point, yes, you do have to say, hey, regardless, hey, it just didn't work out for us. We couldn't get the car there. And that's a done deal, you know?
Okay. And I agree. I thought about it. I talked with Lil Tony about it, and you know, when you done had a damper in your life, sometimes we as humans, we don't think clearly, because I can't say right now that didn't affect me, that I wasn't disappointed, and even a little depressed, because if the man from Texas let me promote him, which is the high car, all the way up to October the 31st to 11:27 that night. Then he going to text me and tell me he wasn't going to be there. So I shot the text to the Godfather to show him that I don't do no false advertising. Everybody who said they coming to my
show are coming. I'm going to say they're coming because all I have is their word as a promoter.
That's correct.
Whether they lie or whatever. I even had a fella to tell me, put him on the flyer. And then he never answered my phone call no more. So those are the kind of things that happen when you're a promoter. But I said that to say this. Ain't no way in the world, if I would have knew, my brother's car wasn't going to be there, and I wouldn't have said it. Ain't no way in the world. Because I did make a statement that if the car is not going to be there, I'm going to tell everybody. I remember when I said that. So if Witt said that, he's right as he can be. So I want to, I changed my attitude and my mind frame because I'm not thinking clearly right now because I'm still upset, even disappointed that the car didn't show up. I wanted to be there just as much as the fans because I think I'm one of the biggest fans of my brother's car. You understand what I'm saying, Junior?
Right. That's, you're correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know what?
So
I appreciate you speaking on
it. Right. He told somebody else before he told me that the car wasn't going to be there. I had to go hunt him down. But anyway, I'm going to make a long story short, and I'm going to tell what happened. The driver's nephew got shot and killed, and they turned around and went back to South Carolina. The driver is the Iceman. Do you know what the Iceman is, Godfather?
Is that Russell Simon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, Joe, now, you know me now. I got to keep it real now. I ain't gonna say, before you tell the story now, I want you to know people already know Russell Simon was at, he was at the House of Hook with, at the races now.
Well, I'm telling you what my brother told me, and he told Tony.
Okay, now, I'm gonna tell you, because I don't want him to, you already done got kind of crossed up.
What I'm trying to say is the story was already out.
That y'all didn't come because
the driver got shot.
That his nephew got shot and he couldn't make it.
It was some family member. I want to make sure that right there
don't hold no water because Russell Simon III was at the goddamn House of Hook, bullshitting with me and talking shit like ain't nothing happened. So I'm gonna let you know though, he was at the House of Hook.
Wait. Let me make sure Tony know who it was because he called Tony the day before just to see was he going to be at the show because he was going to surprise Tony when he got there. I don't know if it's true. All I can do is go on what my brother told me. And that's what he told me. And he told Tony to call and check on it to see that he's not lying. It may not be his nephew guy, but it was a member of somebody's family. Got shot and killed. And I don't know if it's Russell, but it's the guy that used to drive that little yellow S10 way back in the day. He brought it to Fat Tuesday in the early 90s. A little yellow S10. I can't think it's... But anyway, Tony Bynes know what we're talking about. I can't think... It may not be Russell, but I think it's Russell. And so that's what I was told. And I say if the guy going to lie to my brother like that, I don't think he would. So that was serious enough for me to believe that it happened like that because if the guy would lie like that, then it's sad about one of his family members getting shot and killed, Junior.
No. Hey, it might have got shot and killed. But now see that joke? I can tell you, I didn't even want to get on this shit. And goddamn it, I done got fucking all these texts. Junior, I'm going to kill you for getting me in this shit because I didn't want to get in.
I just got
a text right now said, even if the damn driver wasn't going to be there, why didn't they have the car there to at least show the people? Because we would have felt better by just seeing the car.
Well, okay, let me say this. How can we have the car there when the car don't even be in Mississippi? The car do not stay in Mississippi. So how could it be there? If they pull in the car and come back around with it, that's what it is. You understand what I'm saying now, Godfather?
No, no, no. I can understand that. I mean, it was, who was pulling the car? Did you talking about the driver?
Russell was pulling the car. I guess,
Joe.
Hold on a minute.
Joe, hey, Joe, I hate to do you like this here, but Russell wasn't pulling no damn car. Russell came in the goddamn track in a regular old ragged-ass car.
Well, Godfather, let me make this clear. I want to make this clear. I'm going on what my brother told me.
Well, I'm going, okay, Joe, I ain't saying yay, but what I'm trying to say, I'm going on what I see with my own lying eyes. I'm just telling you, Joe, what I'm trying to tell you, Joe, more than me. I got woke up with this story this morning.
I'm not
I told.
The and do all
okay,
that
Joe,
stuff.
Hold on, Joe. I'm trying to explain it to you. I'm trying to be.
Let me finish. I'm talking now.
Okay, you
I
talking,
you.
But I'm not trying to tell you. Everything you said don't make no damn sense to people that didn't hear the other story.
Okay, if it don't, Godfather, I only can tell y'all what my brother told me. If I
well,
find
maybe
we
need to get your brother
back,
on the phone then.
Maybe your brother needs to get on the phone, Joe,
because what he's telling you, somebody's bullshitting whatever he's telling you. I mean, because what I'm trying to say is, I ain't trying to be funny. Russell Simon, if that's who's supposed to be the driver of your car, came in the damn track in a regular old goddamn car yesterday with two other people. And he was at the damn track bullshitting and joking around like.
Tony, get Tony on the phone. I didn't want to get on.
Call Tony. Get Tony on the phone. If y'all going to get the real deal, get all the motherfuckers that's saying it. Tony and your brother ought to get on the phone.
It's Russell Simon, dog.
I'm going to get my brother on the phone right now. Russell, that's Russell on the phone.
Which says Russell Simon driving the car.
Yeah, I'm just with it. It's Russell Simon, dog. Tony Bynum.
Hey, well, Russell was at the House of Hook yesterday.
Yeah, that's who drive driving the car.
Well, then Russell Simon was at
the
House of Hook yesterday, bullshitting around, playing around with me.
And that the car is ready. Ain't no faking. The car is ready. When I told y'all that the car was ready, I was not lying. Now, why he... What went on, I don't know. I only can go on what my brother told me, but the car is ready. You understand
so
what I'm saying?
I don't be lying. No, Joe, Russell Simon probably been pulling the car down now?
Yeah. Yes, he was. Him and the tuna.
Okay.
Like my brother said, if he lied to us, about that, then
that,
you know, hey,
that's
all we can go on, though.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Well, yeah, he had to lie to y'all, because Russell Sam was at the House of Hook, like the dog said. And he wasn't pulling no car.
Wait a minute. There's a lot of shit going on.
Well, Joe,
I don't know. I should have been on the show. Junior, when I see you, as much as I love you, I'm going to fuck you up, Gabby. I mean, I'm getting all kind of fucking calls. Everybody telling me to straighten this shit out. I can't straighten this out.
Check this out.
Yes,
I opened up.
Junior, I
still
love you. I'm just talking
mic.
Shit, though, but I don't mind
listen,
it, but I wish I
listen,
had to get in this shit.
I opened up your mic for X reason.
Hello?
Which you and I know, okay?
No, Junior, it don't bother me.
My point is this, you know, all I wanted was an update from the race. Whatever the issue is going to be, that ain't none of my business.
Okay. Hey, look here, I'm going to say one thing so we don't get all this
right.
shit messed up. And everybody jump on Joe for no reason. Don't get me wrong now. If they need to jump on Joe, they can. Now, if Joe is telling the truth, which I personally believe he's telling the truth, he didn't know. I personally believe he didn't know. But this is what I just said then. If he didn't know, he need to get his goddamn brother on the phone then, because whoever supposed to bite the bullet on this and shit need to bite the bullet because it was widespread. Yeah. The reason I said it was widespread is because on all the talk shows, that's where all the advertisement come from. So that's where it got to be addressed. And like I said, the fans do have a right to know. A fan have a right to know if
that,
he wants to go to
correct.
Joe's show or whether he wants to go to Mike Hill's show, if he wants to go to Bobby Child's show. So when we advertise it, if you got a big race like that, because I want to go to the motherfucker. I wanted to go to see this shit. But, you know, so you got to have an explanation. And Joe might not know. Joe might not know. Because the reason I say that is, between me and Joe and a whole lot of more people, everybody know Joe got them came on water. If Joe had known who the driver was, somebody else would have been known by now. So he might have not knew.
No, you're correct. And like I said, dog, I mean, the final outcome of this, this ain't got nothing to do with me. I wanted an update of the race. And, yeah, I asked the question, you know, why? Because that's what the fans asked for. You know?
Junior, you didn't do no wrong, Junior. Junior, you didn't do no wrong.
Everybody. Oh, no, no. I'd never say that I'm doing anything wrong. I'm just saying. Now, if, and I use the word if the man that was supposed to, my understanding, take the car down there, told them something else happened so he could go to another race, then he need to take care of that. Why? Because that killed a lot of his credibility. Hurt Joe, whether he knows it, he doesn't know it. It hurt him. Why? Because what was supposed to happen didn't happen. And on top of that, today, because the issue went about the way that it did, is being spoke upon. This is something that, this ain't nothing today. Your show, the next show, the show after that, for the next 2 weeks, this shit gonna keep on.
You got
but the man that was supposed to bring the car.
I didn't want to give no explanation because people are gonna do what they want to do
Hold up, Junior. That ain't true, Joe. The people ain't gonna do. They gonna do that if you don't tell them what really happened. If you really tell them what happened, then they ain't got the one thing they can either agree or disagree. But if you don't tell them nothing, it's gonna be 100 different damn stories if you don't tell them nothing.
But you gotta look at it, Godfather. When my brother tells me something, it's secondhand information.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. See, Joe, I'm going to say something else. I'm going to come on record right now. Is to say I believe Joe didn't know. I swear I'm going to say I believe Joe didn't know. But I'm finna say something else that don't make no goddamn sense neither. If the car pulled up in one way and everything and already tested and ready, ain't no fucking way that Russell Simon pulled ahead because he damn sure didn't test it nowhere around here.
There's
one thing about it. If you test anywhere around here, if you had tested anywhere in this area, everybody in the world would have known about that shit.
Wait, listen. I only can tell you what my brother told me. I never knew the guy's name. All I knew is he told me he drove the little yellow truck back in Fat Tuesday in the early 90s. And I think Whit and all of them remember that little yellow STL.
Okay, Whit, I hate to say it. Won't we get your brother on the phone here? Because somebody need to tell the fans the truth so they won't be speculating. Because we're digging a hole deeper than what it was already doing. The hole is getting deeper and deeper now.
I'm gonna tell you, I had
four different cars and not man one of them was in my area. They was all out of town cars. And Timo, what happened at Joe Ray? I said, I don't know. And but no caller from Michigan calling me. These all guys from out of state had Joe. I done told
everybody what I know, and all I know is what my brother tell me. I never knew who the driver was.
And Joe,
I never knew his name to the other day. I knew what truck he drove back in the game. I knew he was a tree cutter and a damn good driver. I knew he cut good trees, and he damn good on the tree, and he was a good driver, but I never knew who he was.
Hey, Joe, and you know what? And in what you said, you are correct. You said what you knew. I mean, you can't ask. I can't ask. I won't ask for anything more than that because you spoke and said on what you knew.
I didn't know the car wasn't going to make it, like I said, to 4 or 5 o'clock. I didn't know.
I just got three texts already that I wasn't gonna read. They said that's very unacceptable because if you got a show based on that car, if whatever time the gate's open, you supposed to be the first one in the gate.
Man,
I'm just telling you what they said, Joe.
I adored y'all, and I've explained, and y'all let the nut chicken begin, and that's all I can say. Y'all have a good night.
No, Joe, you just make it worse when you say that. See, that's the way you answer that right there. Joe, let me finish my statement, baby. That's what made Junior mad by the way you answer. See, you answering like, okay, if y'all don't believe me, I ain't got to tell y'all shit. Fuck y'all. That's the way it's sounding, Joe.
Well, you know that's the way y'all thinking. Cause I ain't
The way it sounds, Joe. Ask anybody on the phone. That's the way it's sounding. Okay.
Okay, well, like I told Junior earlier. See what I said, Junior? Didn't I tell you they're going to think what they want to think anyway?
I'm trying to tell you the way it sounds, Joe. I mean, it sounds like that, Joe.
Well,
To me, Joe, what the issue is, that's something, I'm going to keep it real, that's something that amongst yous, whether it be down south, the east, the north, whatever it be, you guys at some point either resolve it, accept it, you don't accept it, to each man his own. You know, again, I didn't ask the questions that I did. Two things I don't like. I don't like bullshit, and I don't like controversy. Do I like poking at people when I'm trying to get them to race? You goddamn right, because I love a good race. But the controversy and the bullshit, I don't get down like that. You know? I didn't ask the questions I did for that. I didn't ask them, Joe.
But
please,
I didn't ask them.
Can I finish, Joe?
I apologize to everybody. Told everybody what I know, and that's all I can do.
And you're correct. And you're correct. And me, on my behalf, I thank you. On my behalf, I thank you for answering the questions that you did. Why? Because I believe you're saying what you know. I can't ask for nothing else.
I believed it myself.
That's correct.
Even if it was a lie, I believed it. When my brother told me that somebody, his family member, or nephew, got shot and killed or something, I believe my brother could have been lying to me and didn't want to say that his driver and them was a fuck up. I don't know, but that is
right. You're correct. And you can't say it because you can't stipulate.
Hey, did you say the tuner supposed been bringing the car?
No, the guy supposed been pulling the car. The tuner was riding with it.
But, Joe, and I ain't nobody on this show going to believe that you didn't know who's supposed to be bringing the car, where the car was at. Now, come on, Joe, now.
Hold on. Hey, fellas, hold on a minute. We can stop all that bullshit. If Joe said he telling y'all what he know, and he said that's what his brother told him,
get his
goddamn brother on the fucking phone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to Godfather answer the phone.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. We keep on asking Joe. Joe done told us what he thought that is what his brother told him. Okay, what his brother told him right now, to be honest with you, don't make no goddamn sense. So we can't set Joe lying if Joe said his brother told him that and that's all he knows.
That's correct.
Until we get his brother on the phone, he do. And just like Witt was just finna get it, and I done got two more fucking texts a fucking year. They said if the tuner and the driver was bringing the goddamn car to the racetrack in Louisiana, why in the fuck would he turn around and come back to another fucking race?
Man, listen, I can't answer all that shit. I done told them what I know, and that's all I can do. That's why I didn't want to get into this shit. Y'all just talk about some topics on the show this week and keep it going
y'all
want to do.
You said somebody else told you. But my thing is, Joe, I would have thought you knew who was tuning and who. You might not know who the driver was.
The car. I said I ain't quit. Let me make this clear. I know who tuning the damn car. I didn't know the fucking driver.
Right. So you mean telling me I let the tuner keep
it? I knew who the driver was, but I didn't know his name. Let me make that clear. I knew it was the same driver that drove that little yellow S-Killer Toxic back when he ran David Warner, the fat dude in the yellow Camaro and whooped him. You remember
that? Yeah.
The same damn driver. That's how my brother made me know.
Well, I'm going to ask you this question. How did Big Clark see the car?
Wait, listen, man. I ain't going to get into all that. We talking about why the car didn't show up. We not talking about Clark. We talking about me and why the car didn't show up.
Don't y'all hang me up. I'm going to see if I can get Russell to come on the show.
if y'all want me to.
Damn.
But he is black, Joe. He,
yeah,
so you don't know for a fact that he's white, because he, unless he's just chunked white.
Hey, Junior,
Hey, Russell.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm sorry to bother you, but we got a controversy going, and it's a public public problem. You're on a radio show now. If you want to speak, you can. If you don't, you can hang up. But I got Mississippi Joe on, and everybody's got a different opinion about whether or not you were supposed to drive the car and whether you got the car. If you want to speak on it, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. But you're on a public show right now.
Oh, well, I'm going to let that boy do his really talking. I just saw him. We heard it Thursday night. I ain't.
Okay. Hey, we're looking at the mansion. Hey, Russell, can you hear me, Russell?
Yeah.
What color are you?
Black.
Okay. All right. Now, if you're going to let him speak, Russell, do me a favor then, Russell. And I appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate what you just said. Just go on, hang up, and let him, like I said, you ain't going
to
speak on it.
Hold on.
If the man don't want to get in it, he said, respect the man. If he don't want to get in it, he said he don't want to get in it, so ain't no use him keep on going now. So, Russell, you don't want to get in this shit, right?
All I know is what my brother told me.
I don't want to get whatever he said, that's what it is. I tell you that we hurt the car Thursday night, and that's all I can tell you.
Be quiet, Russell. Get off the phone, because you already done told, you done told something we didn't know already.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay.
He was just finna tell another story.
I told y'all he was just finna tell another story.
Now
he may not have wanted me to know that they hurt the car Thursday night because he knew I was gonna be what, pissed off and depressed.
Joe, come on, you keep changing the stories every time you hear something different. Now, come on, Joe.
Good God, man, y'all don't put the man on front.
But what I'm trying to say is that the man is going to read the call right now.
That's
what he was finna say. I cut him off now. I cut him off. He was finna say the call was very serious, and that's why y'all didn't bring it. That's what he was finna say.
He was finna say what?
Hell yeah.
Finna say the car got hurt Thursday night testing, and that's why they wasn't going to bring it.
That's not what he was gonna say. That's what he said.
Okay, Junior, try to be nice, Junior.
My brother told me
that the goddamn driver's cousin or nephew or somebody got shot and killed.
He might have meant the motor got shot.
I told y'all, boy, I've been knowing Russell Simon for 25 fucking years. And I'm going to be honest with you now. I'm going to talk about him, and he ain't on the phone now. If y'all had him driving the gangster booth, that mother, you might have got fucked up, because Russell is rusty as a motherfucking nail.
I couldn't get paid.
If you lose, Joe, if I don't bet, then I don't want you to be a winner. So don't say I could have got paid, because I could have got paid.
Hey, man, when we come, we're going to be right.
Well, we gonna fuck y'all up. Y'all better not show up with that Walter Simon. Whoever told that mother, y'all gonna get fucked up.
I'm gonna be honest with you now. If that car was supposed to be any kind of, if that car was like the old gangster boo was, goddamn it, y'all gonna catch hell finding a bitch to tune that bitch to goddamn go to work. Cause that old gangster boo wasn't nothing to fuck with funny. I know goddamn well if they got a motherfucker ain't tuning in. I know, I don't think nobody right here got the capabilities of tuning that car around in this area. Not who Russell fucked
with.
Okay, I'll be honest with you now.
Remember, y'all remember the Godfather saying this now.
No, listen what the Godfather's saying now. Don't get the Godfather started. The Godfather trying to say is, if y'all ain't got a motherfucker that know what the fuck they're doing trying to tune that car, it's just like Rick said, you're going to get your asshole blown. Clean the fuck out.
They done burned
it all
Wait a minute, Joe. Listen to what you're saying, Joe.
I don't know.
Joe, you said you didn't know the car was hurt. Now, you might want to get off this phone. Now, you can say, we ain't burnt nothing up. How would you know? You said you don't know the car was hurt. You contradicting yourself.
Hey, he messed up. He meant to say the car got the shit shot out of it. That's what happened. He didn't burn nothing up. The AK hit that motherfucker.
Well, I'm going to say this, man. Whatever the issue was, like anything else, it's going to come to the light sooner or later.
Junior, I know a lot more, but I can't say it because I ain't trying to get nobody. I'm not asking you. I'm not asking anybody.
One thing I will ask. We only got a few minutes left. Can I get an update from you of how it went this weekend?
The show was outstanding, like they say. The show was outstanding. And if anybody that don't like it, motherfucking Cold Killer still the baddest motherfucker on 29s in the world.
That's
Cold Killer
City
is.
Mafia to the front, baby. That's
Cold
that
Killer the baddest
mafia,
in the world, whether you like it or not. And
okay,
like
now,
I said, it was
I
a
got,
good race.
Got,
with them showed up. With them came down there. With them put on a good fight. Whitney, I'm gonna tell Whitney in his face. I done told him. Whitney need to get him a fucking tuner that can get out of a damn slick track. Cause Whitney got a good car. The cars run good, but they goddamn it can't get out of them goddamn tracks without them damn radios on there. If they ever do that, Whitney will be the greatest race of the year hands down. If they can ever do that, because if they goddamn sure they showed out. But Whitney was in the house. I can say that they support racing and they do a lot for racing. So with that being said, then I still love them. Team Z, my boys, Terry and all of them, they put on a hell of a show. Them bitches were flying. And down there for everybody to know before you start talking shit, anytime the turbos and the blowers and shit run, they always make them put on 28s. That's why they was in the 28-inch class. They make them get on the 28. They can run that, but they got to put on 28, y'all. That's why they was in the 28-inch class. They got to run in the 29s. Even if they got 26s on that bitch, they got to run in the 29-inch class. That's where it do down in the South, because the South just now started letting the blowers and the turbos and pro chargers run with the nitrous cars, because we don't do that shit down there. So that's why that was, Junior. And all I can say, Junior, was so much shit, I don't want to get on race wrap-up, because, like I said, I didn't even want to come on here tonight, but there's a lot of shit going on
But Junior, don't get me wrong.
I love you, boy. You was doing it. You were just taking a long time to get to the damn center of that nut, but you was getting there.
Anyway, all I can say was a good event,
and that's all I'm going to say about that because you ain't got much time, bro. And I'm on mute.
I appreciate that, and I thank you. I got to get ready to close this out. Hey, Tone. I don't know if Tone's still here with us, but.
I think it's me and you, Junior.
Oh, okay. I got to get ready to close this out again. I'm going to put my disclaimer out there. It wasn't my intentions to start whatever it is, but
it was your intention.
A word to the wise, you know, regardless, at some point, as racers, as promoters, we have to show some type of accountability to the fans. Not to the next man, because the next man, whatever, to the fans. That's all I'm speaking upon is the fans, you know. Joe, again, no disrespect intended, but I speak as I speak. Dog, Wit, I appreciate y'all coming on.
Junior, let me stop you for, let me ask you a question. Junior, did you book the show for 3 hours? You booked the show for 3 hours?
Who? Man, we let this bitch run till it run out of gas.
No. I'm talking about how, you have to book a show, though. How long did you book the show for?
Shit, I don't know. All I do
if
is
you book it for 3 hours. If you book it for three hours, you can stay on. You can stay on here another hour and a half. Another hour and 15 minutes if you booked it for 3 hours. I don't know what you booked it for, though.
No, it's showing me I got 14 minutes left, and it's done.
I know. If it's showing you got... What time did you come on? Okay, if it's showing you got 14 minutes, that means you've been on 3 hours. That means you can stay on another hour and 15 minutes.
I mean,
the only thing is, it went on the internet. It's going to fall off the internet. It's going to fall off the internet.
I can do this. I can let y'all run it for another hour because me, I have to go to work, gentlemen, even though I love this shit. But I'm a working motherfucker. Dog, as you said, it took me a while to get there. I'm slow, but I'm going to get where I need to go. I truly believe in the young bull and the old bull. You know, I ain't going to run down there. I'm going to walk down there and fuck them all little by little. I didn't mean I was fucking anybody, but... Again, I thank you for calling, and I will be calling in.
Did
your
Joe go
show
off the show?
I think so, sir, because I know it's going to be real hot. It's going to get real spicy.
Kimo, what
hey,
you got to say? Joe? Huh?
Well, constituents, y'all heard Mississippi Joe. Y'all was texting me, and he came on the phone and gave an update of some sort. I don't know what y'all got out of it, but, you know, it was his.
I mean, we did the best we can do. Again, I appreciate everybody for the support. I appreciate everybody calling in. You guys
got Junior,
still
your
on
goddamn
the road.
Fault. Hey, Junior, it's your goddamn
Why's
fault.
Why is my fault?
Hey, we had
Why?
A pinhole. Now we got a goddamn cave. We got a motherfucking cave now.
Hey, I truly believe in this. Shit, it's gonna come to the light. Whether it's good or it's bad, it's gonna come
Joe
to the light.
Not
so,
the court.
I mean,
he got caught up in so many lies. He got to stay off that.
Kimo, see, this is the thing. You can't say that he got caught in a lie, because if he's only stating what he knows, then it's not a lie.
Joe,
it's what his understanding
do you,
is. Don't ask the question you're going to ask.
I sat there and listened to the man say the car wasn't hurt. He just told us the car was hurt. I understand everything.
Listen, I understand everything you're saying. I listen very well, Kimo. I listen
very well.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you. That guy knew something was wrong with that car, man.
Man, that man.
He probably mad as hell. The dog got on there and fucked him over.
The only thing I can say with regards to that is you're going to have to show face sooner or later. You know, the
that
thing
man.
With a lie is this.
Russell Simon white, man. I know for a fact he white.
Hold on, wait a minute.
He was thinking about Russell Simmons.
Russell Simmons ain't white either.
Is that Russell Simmons? I'm talking about the white guy that do the workout.
Oh, no, the one that the exercise motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, the exercise, okay.
Hey, dog. That man lying, dog. If it's a lie, it's trouble.
I'm going over this creek over here right now, going over from Kentucky to Indiana.
Boy, y'all stupid, boy. It's going to be some shit come Monday morning. Where the fuck is BET at?
Well,
hey, man, BET texting me talking shit. I told you that.
BET are doing his investigation, bro.
Hey, by the way, blow y'all out the water, but I ain't telling nothing. I'm staying out the middle of this shit. I mean, I'm
dog,
shit, you're not going to put me in the middle of this shit.
Dog know everything.
Hey, go BET. Hey, go BET. I'm just sitting here listening to y'all, man. I was hoping like hell that motherfucker did what he supposed to did, but as y'all already know,
BG been telling you the whole goddamn time. That motherfucker been blowing smoke up motherfucker's ass ever since we knowed him. And what make it think he's going to be any different tonight? I don't know.
Chemo started that shit now.
No, I didn't. Hey, I have so many people texting me asking about Joe Show. That wasn't me.
Yeah. One thing about it, all that stuff going on with that car, he don't know. Come on, man.
That's a goddamn lie. That man lying out his ass. He throwed his brother up on the bus just like he did his mama. That motherfucker won't care about nobody but his goddamn self.
He had to throw somebody up under the bus to get us off his ass.
Hey, but this just a little spanking he got tonight. He just got a spanking tonight. It's in this whole fucking week. If I have to book a show every goddamn night, that motherfucker gonna get whipped. He gonna get whipped to blood.
I'm gonna tell you, that motherfucker ain't gonna get back on no shows. I'm telling you. You gonna talk to him and
he ain't gotta get back on. They're texting and calling what the fuck he said. He'll go back and listen to that. He ain't gotta get on.
I know you're gonna be on this ass. Hey, dog, you know what's going on.
I bet you that. Anything going on in South Carolina, as small as it is around there, I know everybody around. I know all everybody around there. I ain't been over there but a couple times, man.
Y'all know, we know a little bit what he's talking about, because when Witt said if that's who got the car and talking about tuning on it, they're gonna get their asshole blowed out for real, though, seriously. Seriously, they got to get a high-tech motherfucker on that car. That car, if they got a car, any way the gangster boo used to be, you got to have some high-tech shit on that car. If they do got another car, and it's anywhere like the other gangster boo, they're going to blow everybody's ass out the socket.
Man, they got to have a limo or a copy car or somebody like that around there tuning on that car.
No, that man said, Russ Simmer got that car. Russ Simmer had his ass over there at that goddamn track. And, dog, now you know for yourself, Russ Simmer had that goddamn car. It's supposed to have been over there. Joe already knew that goddamn car wasn't coming to that track long before now. Come on, what his brother
dog
told
know
him.
Everything. Dog know everything. He just ain't going to wait.
I damn near muted my fucking mic now.
It's not what dog, you know. It's what dog. You can prove.
Y'all don't stop paying them gay-ass motherfucking... fucking shits and that old gay shit y'all do before the show. Come on, I'm going to bar y'all motherfucking
ass. Hey, dog, you know what? Dog, you know what? These guys going to do what they want to do. Remember this. This is live, uncut, and uncensored. Dog,
you're trying to be too nice tonight, goddammit. You was goddammit stumbling your ass off.
No, dog, you didn't want to get to the finish line. No, I go nice and slow because you know why? I'm going to remember every goddamn thing you say. So when you try to backtrack on it, oh, yeah, I'm going to get you. Trust me, I'm going to get you. All right?
Hey, that's why I always tell a motherfucker. If you tell the truth, you ain't got to worry about it. If you tell a lie, you got to try to remember the lie you told to cover up that one. That's why I try to tell
the truth.
Right. Whatever I said, I can say it again, goddammit, without hesitating.
You see, Kimo
got all the bullshit started.
I don't say nothing slick. I come straight through. It might be slow on the delivery, but it's going to get there. It's going to make it to the end. Trust me.
I'm going to tell y'all one thing now. Me now, like I said, you know, when you're in the army shit, when you go through that intelligence shit, they send you to that school like they do the FBI people to try to detect lies and all that shit. I'm going to be honest with y'all now. I really believe Joe didn't really know. I'm going to tell you why. Because Joe, just like me and a whole lot of other motherfuckers, we can't hold water. If Joe had to know who it was, he would have told somebody about that. He didn't know.
It goes back to this, dog. If you don't have the insight on that car, then you shouldn't be promoting or saying anything with regard to
Junior, goddammit, I didn't say that. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Junior. That's exactly what you said right there.
If you don't know shit, makes you look like a dumb motherfucker talking about shit.
I'm just basing off of what Dog says. You honestly feel that he didn't know, then that means you're not that deep in the loop to know. So you got no right to be saying anything about it.
Exactly. I'm gonna
tell you,
I'm gonna tell you this.
I have 12 brothers and sisters. Don't every single one of them ain't in the loop. Certain ones know every single thing that goes on. Other ones don't know a goddamn thing about what's going on. So it's a matter now.
I'm gonna tell you what's
gonna
happen. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. Joe mad now. He finna go find out what the fuck going on for real. Next time he come on in, he gonna know what the fuck he talking about next time. Cause he gonna be mad. Cause he don't want see. Hey, like he said, Joe his own man. He don't want to look like no ass though. But he damn sure don't know what the fuck going on right now.
He's gonna go back and find out all them motherfuckers. Somebody done told him the wrong shit. No, that man said he wanted to go on Pro Style Joe show. So what that tell you, man?
Well, I mean, you know, Pro Style Joe, to be honest with you, the way Pro Style Joe was looking the other night, Pro Style Joe was holding his head down when everybody was asking him questions. Big Daddy and all of them, we was right there looking at him. Pro Style Joe,
he had his head like a giraffe in the ground, boy. He could he never pick his head back up, man. We was like, Pro Style, well, what about this and that? He was quiet. You know, he always had them big words with them rhymes mixing them together. Man, he didn't have none of that.
Wait a minute, he couldn't be an objective reporter that yesterday?
Man, it wasn't no objective anything. It was silent.
Man, y'all already know. Them motherfuckers in cahoots, man. He probably told Joe what the fuck to say to promote the show to get a motherfucker come now. He good at the goddamn shit.
Being the projective promoter that he is, Porter.
Y'all stupid, man.
Hey, man, just wait till 5 o'clock tomorrow, 6 o'clock Eastern, or 6 o'clock. We're going to get to the bottom of this goddamn shit all goddamn week. If I have to book a show every goddamn day, so as that show go off, I'm a book or nothing.
BZ, I shouldn't have been driving this car, man. You know what I need right now? There's a lot of water coming over this bridge over here. I should have been in the motherfucking boat or something.
Yeah, the creek road, boy. The creek the road.
Yeah, the creek rolls over and washed the road away.
Yep, just like it
so
did.
So the creek rolls and he didn't make it, huh?
Well, I got a minute left, gentlemen. I got to close out. Again, I thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate on behalf of Little Tony, Slouch, Reggie, Big Fred, the Motor City Mafia. I thank you.
Dog, you done got another text?
You hear that shit coming in? I thought I was trying to hide it.
What'd the text say, dog?
Y'all have a good night now, man.
VET said tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir. All right, now.
So, dog, we have an ask early moment tomorrow, or that's going to be pushed back.
Damn, Ernie.
Hey, dog.